People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear you. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Show.
Honestly, this is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Whoopity-doo-dah, here's your participation trophy.
Dina Show.
Welcome, it's Eric Erickson filling in for Dana again. You are listening to the Dana Show. She's on vacation. Don't follow Dana on Instagram or you'll be very jealous of the clear blue water parasailing, drinks with umbrellas, etc., etc., etc. Glad to be with you. Today is an important day here. Now, if you don't know who I am, I'll just the quick bio so you can know who the guest host is, Eric Erickson. I got a show in Atlanta on WSB and am a Fox News contributor. Dana and I were at CNN together for a number of years. Also run the website theresurgent.com, was the editor of redstate.com for 11, 12 years, something like that. And anywho, today is a very big day. It is the first day of the general election. Dun, dun, dun. Hillary Clinton. Yes, we cankles, folks. She is the nominee of the Democratic Party, presumptive, just as Trump now is the presumptive nominee of the Republican Party. She won California. There were last-minute doubts among Democrats. So the Bernie Sanders campaign is crying foul now. The Bernie Sanders campaign believes there was a great conspiracy, in the media, because if you follow along, if you paid attention to what was going on, the media came out on Sunday into Monday. I mean, I got push alerts on my phone from the Associated Press, from the New York Times, from CNN, from the Wall Street Journal, all over. Hillary Clinton now has the delegates to be the Democratic nominee. We hadn't even had the primary yet on Tuesday. But on Sunday and Monday, suddenly the media is like, Hillary Clinton, she will be the nominee. Why? Because of superdelegates. The Democratic Party is anything but. They have this concept of superdelegates to save them from the likes of Donald Trump. They started doing this in the 60s and 70s when the wackadoo leftists hijacked the Democratic Party. And they said, oh, we can't do that. So the elder statesmen of the Democratic Party decided to take democracy away from the voters. And the superdelegates, they got enough of them to stack the deck. And enough of them were pledged to Hillary Clinton. But there was a problem. So they also leaked President Obama was going to endorse Hillary Clinton. He was going to come out and say she's the man or woman. And then the White House on Monday, Josh Ernst came out in the White House press room and said he's going to let the voters decide. The president has no plans to say anything. We'll be talking to Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton. Won't otherwise be saying much of nothing. And so people were like, what's up? And the Bernie Sanders supporters started claiming conspiracy. Because there was the press report that the president would be endorsing Hillary Clinton. There were the press reports that she had crossed the line. There was the press report that she had gotten all the superdelegates on board, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then She might not have. She might have lost California. All the polling coming in the last couple of days suggested she could be losing California, but she didn't. She did win California. The early vote numbers for Hillary Clinton, by the way, we're learning, were way outside the margin of error for polling. I mean, just over and above, the polling showed a close early voting total, and it was actually a blowout for Hillary Clinton in the early voting. So she is the Democratic nominee, except there's a problem. She hasn't actually crossed the threshold with delegates pledged through elections. She's still only there because of superdelegates who are pledged to her. Although she won New Jersey and she won California. She may have lost every state in between, but those were two big states for her last night. So all the Democrats are now telling Bernie Sanders to get out, and they're starting to do something else so predictable. Let's play Cut 10 to give you an idea of it.
I think this is a moment, and I hope we take a moment. I hope we pause not only to think about how this is historic and unprecedented for her, for women, but about all the people who made this moment possible, all the women who went before her, all the women whose shoulders she stands on. And I think that this is a big moment for the country, for anybody who's had a mother, a daughter, a sister. And I think she deserves that moment. This is a state where there are more women, 18 million women here, more women business owners, more women living paycheck to paycheck. And this election will be decided by women, not to say, you know, that Donald Trump won't be getting women voters. But this is a big moment for women in the United States.
I'm sorry. I need a trash can. I got to go gag for a minute. Women! Oh, it's a great day for women! Oh, glory, glory, hallelujah! Oh, my Lord. I mean, this is coming all over the place now. It's a great day for women.
We now go live to Reading Colt 45's Baseball with Kyle DeFore and Matty Novelli. Live from Tiger, you're listening to Colt 45's Baseball. So, and it's way from the first pitch here. Tonight, we've got the first game of a two-game series between your hometown Reading Colt 45s and the visiting Novato Knicks, just down the coast a little ways from Sonoma County. Starting tonight for the 45s is going to be right-hander Brandon Lupton. Lupton, who's come out of the bullpen in each of his appearances thus far, is going to be starting tonight. He's out of Shasta College. Local product here out of Medford, Oregon. 6'1 right-hander, just finished his sophomore year out of Shasta College. He'll be getting the start tonight. We'll get you the 45's defense here and the starting lineup here for the visiting Novato Knicks in just 1 second. But I want to remind you, tonight's game brought to you by Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Turtle Bay is rocking this summer with two incredible exhibitions, Rock You, the Institute of Rock and Roll, and Nigel Skeet's Homeless Rock Stars. Visit turtlebay.org for park hours and information. Turtle Bay Exploration Park, isn't it wonderful? We thank Turtle Bay for their sponsorship of Colt 45's Baseball. We're just about ready for first pitch here. Coming right up on 7:15 p.m. for first pitch. Here's Lupton. And it's in there for a called strike on the first pitch of the game. Leading off for the Novato Knicks is center fielder Adam Mauser. He'll be followed by right fielder James Potts and DH Tyler Glenn. Against Shasta College right-hander Brandon Lupton here. Here's a ground ball to second base on the second pitch of the game. That's to Ryan Torres Torioka out of Hawaii Pacific University. And on two pitches, there's one out here already in the ballgame. That's going to bring up James Potts, right fielder, batting second. I want to remind you, tonight's game brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. Here's the 0-0. That's a foul ball out of play. McConnell Foundation. The mission is to helping better communities through philanthropy. McConnell Foundation challenges you to get out there and make a difference in your community. So thanks to the McConnell Foundation. Here's a quick 0-1. Here's the pitch from Lupton. That's a breaking ball out of the zone now, 1-1. Kyle DeVore here with Matty Nivelli on KCNR 1460. Game one of a two-game series. We got five games in 5 days against three different teams here.
Crazy.
Wednesday through Sunday. It is summertime. School is out, and the boys of summer are here in force. As the 45 is going to play two against the Novato Knicks tonight and tomorrow night. Going to play the Santa Rosa Rosebuds right here at Tiger Field as well on Friday and Saturday. And then a 6 p.m. start against the hometown Reading Tigers are going to reignite that rivalry here for the first time this season. It's 1-2, and that ball is outside for ball 2-2. Got Cottonwood Little League here tonight. Lots of kids in their uniforms here. Everybody's in the shade already. You're out for a 7:15 start time.
Yeah, it's really cool today, Kyle. I'm digging the weather.
Called strike three there as Truebud frames it on the inside corner. That's first strikeout for Lupton there. And a quick two down. I'll bring up Tyler Glenn, the DH for the Knicks. Tyler Glenn from my alma mater, Sonoma State University, down there in Rohnert Park, just down the road from Santa Rosa. Two down, nobody on, and a breaking ball by Lupton right in there for a strike. You can listen to all Colt 45's games all season long on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com if you're not in the area. That's a little topper right out in front of the – that's a fair ball right out in front of the plate, a swinging bunt, and Glenn is retired. On a 2-3 putout, that'll end the inning. We're headed to the bottom of the first here. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
With a rebel yell, Home with Rockstars unapologetically confronts the stigma, promotes the underdog, and leads the way in restoring the relationship between the homeless and the community at large. Home with Rockstars, the exhibition at Turtle Bay, is your chance to learn more about Nigel Speet's incredible work. See his photos and learn the stories behind them. Home with Rockstars, the exhibition, debuts at Turtle Bay, May 14th through September 15th. Awareness is great, change is better. Let's rock this. For more information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
We're Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet. Let's go,
summer! Make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Reading Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
That's no payments for 5 months. Your first two payments made by KMF and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Reading.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima, the sporty 16 Forte, and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
Summer's on us at Reading Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Reading Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and ReadingKia.com.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Bottom of the first here, 0-0 as the 45s get ready to take their first at-bats here against the visiting Novato Knicks. We'll get to the lineup for the 45s here in 1 second. Starting pitcher tonight is a tall left-hander for Novato, King. And he's going to face Torres Torioka leading off at second base. J.J. Hancock in left field batting second. Hunter Heath DHing and batting third. Ryan Williams, your cleanup hitter, with two home runs already on the season through our first two weekends. He's going to bat fourth and play center field. Andres Albujas back in the lineup and playing right field, batting fifth. Chase Larson, Palisadro native, will hit sixth and play third base. Jared Bertotti out of Simpson College Red Hawk, playing first base and batting seventh. Zach Trueblood, the catcher, batting eighth. And Mickey Meinhofer playing shortstop and batting ninth. So here's Torres Torioka, 5'8", second baseman out of Hawaii Pacific University, native of Honolulu. Batting right against the left-hander King. Tall left-hander throwing from a three-quarters arm slot there, and he's got a fastball for a strike, 0-1. And he comes set, wasting no time, ready. That's a line drive down the left field line. That is a foul ball. Just foul down the left field line. Would have been extra bases for the speedy Torres Torioka, but as it stands, it's a quick 0-2. I want to remind you, tonight's game brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. Mission of the McConnell Foundation, helping better communities through philanthropy. McConnell Foundation challenges you to get out there and make a difference in your community. We thank them for their support of Colt 45's Baseball all summer long here at Tiger Field and on KCNR 1460. Hancock, the left fielder and left-handed hitter on deck. Torioka now watches a breaking ball in the dirt, bounces in front of the plate. An easy take now, 2-2. And the pitch. That ball is popped up out of play behind the plate. Right behind the snack bar here. And into the laser tag area. Behind the stadium. Lots of fun stuff for the kids here between innings. I mentioned we've got Cottonwood Little League here tonight. Every seat in the shade as of first pitch on their 7 p.m. starts. Great design here at Redding Tiger Field. That is a pop-up on the infield on a 2-2. That's going to be taken by the second baseman. And Torioka is retired for the first out of the inning. That'll bring up Hancock. Made his debut last weekend. As we mentioned, number of players kind of trickling in. We've got our full complement now as we had a number of players in various playoffs and World Series for the different divisions of the college league season, which bled over into the first week of June for some of them. So Hancock missed the first weekend, started last weekend. Took some nice at-bats here. That's a line drive up the middle on the first pitch, wasting no time as J.J. Hancock.
That was a shot.
Solid frozen rope up the middle for the Washington State Cougar. And starting left fielder for the 45s, that'll put a runner on first base. For D.H. Hunter Heath out of Shawnee, Oklahoma, and Oklahoma Baptist University. So score that Torres Torioka, 4 unassisted on the putout, on the popout, I should say, and Hancock with the single. One out, one on here for the left-handed hitting Heath. And a fastball is low and inside for ball one. Absolutely perfect weather here at Tiger Field.
Yeah, I can't agree more.
We are in the 80s in a very, very temperate day for a June 8th here in Redding, California. Here's the 1-0, and he fouls it back just over our head. Made Maddie flinch that time.
Yeah.
Gotta bring your glove, Maddie. Yeah. Just because we're in the broadcast booth doesn't mean you can't bring your glove. Souvenirs to be had all over the place here.
I like didn't know where it went at first, and I was like, oh, wow, it's right there.
That's always a scary feeling when you don't know where the ball's at. One ball, one strike, one out here in the bottom of the first. And a throw over to first. Hancock back easily. 45s are managed by former A's left-hander Greg Cataray on that 88 American League Championship team. He's now the skipper for the Simpson Redhawks. That's a breaking ball in there for a strike. Nice pitch. It's 1-2. As King moves ahead on Heath, the number 3 hitter. On deck's Ryan Williams. He's homered in each of the first two series. Last weekend and the weekend before. Here's a 1-2, and he throws back over to first. Back is Hancock. And now he comes set at the belt, ready. Kicks and fires. There was a slide step. Tried to speed it up a little bit there, and he left it low and outside for ball 2. Two and two now here with one out. Big hole on the right side. Runner being held on. Here goes the runner. Called strike 3. Here's the throw down to second, and he is safe. So Heath goes down on strikes. Hancock, stolen base. Moves up to second on a close play. Bang, bang, but he's in there. That'll bring up Ryan Williams. Your starting center fielder in all but one game so far on this season. This is game 7 of 45. You can get the entire schedule on RedingCool45s.com. We're going to do it all the way through the first week of August. Great promotional nights as well. Bring the kids, bring the whole family, bring the Little League team like they did tonight. Just $5 a ticket. And Williams grounds it to second on the first pitch. This should be the third out of the inning, and it is. We'll head to the top of the second. Scoreless tie here at Tiger Field. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me. Are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Great
times! Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
It's time for better banking. Reading Bank of Commerce believes in relationships. We seek out partnerships with local businesses based on trust and respect. We want you to have the peace of mind that comes with knowing you have the resources you need to take advantage of new opportunities. Let Reading Bank of Commerce be your business partner. And let our professionals support your vision. Reading Bank of Commerce. Bank of Choice. 224-3333. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
And now back to more Colt 45 baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Top of the second here in a scoreless tie. Kyle DeFore here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com. Visiting Novato Knicks playing your Reading Colt 45s here. First pitch from Brandon Lupton is a strike. The Shasta College Knight right-hander playing for the hometown 45s here. He's out of Oregon. But we'll call him a hometown guy here. He's a Shasta College Knight. Now a ball down below the zone, 1-1. First start for Lupton on the year. He's come out of the bullpen in each of his appearances thus far. Here's the 1-1. That's a ball a bit high, it looks like. Wanted that one, but did not get it, 2-1. This portion of the game brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. The mission of the McConnell Foundation is helping better communities through philanthropy. The McConnell Foundation challenges you to get out there and make a difference in our community. That's a ground ball to third. Chase Larson, now we're going to call it a foul ball, looks like. Calling it off his foot. So a 2-2 count instead. Would have been a routine grounder to the Palisadro native over there, and former Foothill Cougar, Chase Larson. So Lupton here with a 2-2 on Heinevetti. That ball is grounded deep in the hole at short. Meinhofer backhands it, throws, and that ball is out of play over the first baseman. So that's going to be a throwing error on Meinhofer. It's going to be E6. And Heinevetti will reach there. Mike Heinevetti, the right fielder in the Novato Knicks. Tyler Torres, the shortstop, now will hit for him. So Lupton went 1-2-3 to open the first, gets a ground ball in the second, but throw got away from Meinhofer a little bit, and so we got a runner on second and nobody out. Torres swings and misses at a high fastball. Lupton blew it right by him for strike one. Now steps off the rubber to think about it for a minute. Here's the 0-1 from Lupton. Swinging a foul back. A quick 0-2 here on the number 5 hitter, Torres. On deck is Easton Dieters, the first baseman. Lupton looking in for the sign, now steps off. And here's the 0-2. Ball is very high. Ball one. In the squad tonight, Zach Trueblood from Redding, California, hometown boy.
Let's scout the kid. Control the emotions. I mean, he got a standing ovation walking in from the bullpen. He probably got chills and goosebumps. Power up early. Let it all hang out. Just blow out the fastball. This crowd is crazy. Swing!
2-2 now here. Had a little interference there. Not quite sure what that was. 2-2. Nobody out. Runner on second. Two Torres. And that is a called strike three. He's out of there. So second strikeout for Lupton, both of them caught looking. So one down now, and that'll bring up Easton Dieters. We're in the top of the second here at Tiger Field, and that's a ball outside. Easton Dieters, Novato Knicks first baseman, is your beer batter of the night. That means if he strikes out for the remainder of the inning, both the half, top half of the inning for the visiting team and the Colt 45's half in the bottom half, $1 beers here at Tiger Field. That's a fly ball to center, so no beer this inning. At least not at a discount. Williams is going to take it, runner tagging and bluffing, but wisely holds up. So there's two down now, and runner still at second. Score that one. Fly out to eight. I'll ring up Paul O'Sullivan, the catcher. Two down, nobody on in a 0-0 tie here in the top of the second. Shadows creeping across the infield. Pitching mound just about the only part that's still in the sun. So advantage pitcher as the ball's going light to shadow. And ball one from Lupton there. To Paul O'Sullivan. Already two strikeouts for Brandon Lupton. As he's going to try and get out of a leadoff error here. Pick up his defensive teammate. And that's a 1-1 count now after the fastball in the outside corner. And it's a breaking ball in there for a strike and a beauty. As O'Sullivan gave up on that one early, broke right back over the plate. Now 1-2 with two down. And he's one strike from getting out of this one. He comes set now, kicks and fires. That is a ground ball up the middle. Meinhoffer's going to take it on the big hop and throw to first. That'll end the inning. So no runs and no hits. We'll head to the bottom of the second here in a scoreless tie. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with the NorCal Sports Hour. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR 1460 for all things Warriors, Kings, A's, Giants, Niners, and Raiders, as well as all your local high school standouts. Get your NorCal Sports Fix every Tuesday at 6 on the NorCal Sports Hour here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no!
Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu from Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack Catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110, or online at maryspizzashack.com.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
As we get ready here to watch the bottom of the second inning at Tiger Field, leading off is going to be right fielder Andres Albujas out of Harrisau State University by way of Venezuela. Maracaibo, Venezuela. He started in center once. He's been in right field most games. Watches the first one very high and away on a fastball from King. Ball one. And we've seen him put on a show in batting practice before the games. That ball is also very high and away. So an easy 2-0 count for Albujas here. He's played an absolutely stellar right field. Had one of the best outfield assists we've seen this season. in the opening series the first weekend against the Rally Factory Rockhounds. Here's the 2-0 to Andres. Swinging a drive to right center field. That ball is going to, no, it's going to die out there at second base. Looked like he got it better than it did. It looked like he hit it with a newspaper by the time it landed. The second baseman's glove right at the edge of the outfield there. That'll be four unassisted on the putout. We'll call it a line out. So one out here, and that'll bring up former Foothill Cougar and Palisadro native, now at Feather River College, Chase Larson, your third baseman tonight, number 13. Put together some nice at-bats in the weekend series against the Seattle Studs. Comes up here with one out, nobody on. This portion of the game brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. The mission of the McConnell Foundation is helping better communities through philanthropy. And the McConnell Foundation challenges you to get out there and make a difference in your community. Here's a fly ball to center field, very high, carrying now out. A few steps in front of the track is the center fielder, and that'll end the at-bat there. So two outs now, nobody on. That'll bring up Jared Bertotti. Mauser out there in center, making the play. So here's Bertotti, the 6'3 switch hitting first baseman, now batting right against the left handed hitter. That's a first pitch strike in there at the letters. Now 0-1. Bertotti, of course, out at Simpson University, playing for manager Greg Catteray here in the summer league team, Reading Colt 45s as well. That ball is very far outside and to the backstop, 1-1. Give you a quick update on the Warriors score if you don't want to know. Earmuffs, 60-46 Cleveland in the third quarter. That's a ground ball up the middle, and Bertotti is going to have a C&I single as it kicks off the glove of second baseman Seth Whittemer for Novato, and that's going to be a two-out single. So here's True Blood, your catcher tonight. Redding, California native at Academy of the Art University. We saw his Academy of the Art University teammate, Brett Bovee, start a game last weekend as well. And that ball is chopped foul behind the plate. Quick 0-1. On deck is Mickey Meinhofer, your shortstop and number 9 hitter. And then the top of the lineup should he get that far. Bertotti on first being held on. Big hole on the right side. And that ball kicks away from the catcher, so that's going to be an easy 90 feet there for Bertotti. He moves up to second. It was a tough play there for the catcher. Arm ball down in the dirt. That's O'Sullivan. And now runner in scoring position for Zach Trueblood. Great crowd here tonight on a phenomenal weather Wednesday. Got games every night from now until Sunday night. You get the whole schedule on RedingColt45s.com. Quick two-game set against these Novato Knicks just tonight and tomorrow. Here's the 1-1. That ball is grounded to second. This should be the last out of the inning, and it is. So scoreless through two. We head to the top of the third. You're listening to Redding Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Are you ready to rock this summer? You can learn to be a rock star at Turtle Bay in our summer exhibition, Rock You, the Institute of Rock and Roll. Starting May 4th, guests can explore the foundations of rock, hear live concerts, and even try their hand at playing instruments. Interactive, entertaining, and educational for all ages, Rock You is an experience you won't want to miss. Rock You is presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center and U.S. Bank and designed by Stage 9 Exhibit Designs. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business.
From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
We head to the top of the third here in a scoreless tie. Right-hander Brandon Lupton getting his first start of the year here after a couple relief appearances, has thrown two scoreless as he gets ready to start his third inning of work. And leading off for the visiting Novato Knicks is going to be number 21, Steven Zaharis. Zaharis, the third baseman from Cal State Monterey Bay, teammate of our own Jeff Ahern. Former Anderson Cub just finished his freshman year at Cal State Monterey Bay, so some familiarity here. I'm sure Ahern gave Lupton all the inside skinny on the holes in Zaharis' swing here. And swing and a miss on a fastball high and away. That evens the count 1-1 after a first pitch ball. Got players from literally from Hawaii all the way to back east and everywhere in between. All kinds of California schools in there. That's a called strike. Nice pitch on the outside corner from Lupton. Now 1-2 on the number 8 hitter and third baseman Zaharis. Second baseman Seth Wedemer on deck. Here's the 1-2. Breaking ball. Called strike 3 and he got him. Nice pitch there from Lupton as he throws him on the breaking ball. One down here. This portion of the game brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. Mission of the McConnell Foundation is helping better communities through philanthropy. And the McConnell Foundation challenges you to get out there and make a difference. We appreciate their support of Reading Colt 45's baseball here on KCNR 1460 all summer long. One out and a chopper off the plate. And it kicks foul. And no, he's going to wait for it to go fair. And a heads-up play there by Zach Trueblood. As that ball had some English on it, he saw it was coming back towards the first baseline. Waits for it to roll fair. Runner wasn't even running, throws him out at first, and that is a heads-up play by your catcher. Score that one 2-3 on the putout. As everyone kind of seemed confused, but the guy who hopped on the ball and made the play. So you love to see when your catcher is on top of things like that. And Trueblood, your hometown Reading native here, making a heads-up play. Two down now with nobody out. And Lupton fires it in there, and that ball is fouled down the first baseline. Bounces off the dugout and the fence into the parking lot. Like a pinball. That's Mauser. He grounded out to second his first time up in the first. He's 0-1. There's the 0-1 from Lupton. That's a off-speed pitch, a little bit high, perhaps outside. 1-1 now here with two down. And here's the pitch. That ball is lined to first base. Oh, right past the diving Bertotti into the right field corner. He's going to have at least a double. Coming up firing is Albujas. And he's going to be in there. On a play that was, he kind of jogged into second, and that play ended up being fairly close as Albujas has an absolute cannon out there in right field, and he showed it off that time. So a two-out double here by the leadoff hitter Mauser right down the right field line. Nice at bat there for him. And Lupton has a runner in scoring position for the right fielder James Potts. He struck out looking his first time up. Left-handed hitter here. In a scoreless tie here, top of the third inning, I should say. 7 p.m. start time tonight. We'll do it again the exact same time tomorrow night against these same Novato Knicks. And we'll take on the Santa Rosa Rosebuds Friday and Saturday at the ground ball as he reaches out and just cues it down the third baseline. Now 1-1. Lupton been ahead in the count on just about every hitter as he's throwing strikes in there and daring him to hit it. That double, the first hit of the night for the Novato Knicks. Only had one other base runner. That was an error. Reached on an error in the second. So now 2-1 after that ball is out of the strike zone. Lupton now comes set, checks the runner, gets the sign, checks him again, kicks and fires. That ball is grounded to second base. Torres Torioka charging in. Oh, and it bounces off the heel of his glove. He's going to have absolutely no play, so tough play there by Torioka. Took a little bit of a hop, weird hop on him. Well, that'll be a base runner on first. We'll see how they want to score that one. They're going to call it an E4. So Potts reaches. That'll push Mazur to third base. And we'll have first and third with two out for Tyler Glenn, the DH. He grounded out to the catcher on a little topper in the first inning. Lupton fires. That ball is in there for a strike on the outside corner. Nice pitch. Good command thus far for Lupton, as he's been either in or right around the strike zone through two and two-thirds of scoreless ball here. But Novato threatening with runners at the corners. That's an off-speed pitch very far outside. Now 1-1. Glenn lines that one down the right field line, but he got underneath it and hit a little topspin on it, and it hooks foul on him. So it's 1-2 here. I gone off the end of the bat a little bit there. One ball, two strikes, two outs, runners on the corners. For the number three hitter, Tyler Glenn, the DH for the visiting Novato Knicks. Shasta College right-hander Brandon Lupton gets him to fly to right. Al Bujas going back. He's going to be a couple steps in front of the track and has plenty of room. That'll end the inning. So Lupton puts two on and gets out of it. We're headed to the bottom of the third in a scoreless tie. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com, then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Bottom of the third here at Tiger Field. Mickey Meinhofer, your shortstop, leading off here in a scoreless tie. Meinhofer playing shortstop out of Regis University. Line drive to third base, and that is past him for a single. Solid shot there by Meinhofer right between the shortstop and third baseman. That's a leadoff single. That'll bring up Torres Torioka. He's 0-for-1 with a pop-out. And we'll see if manager Greg Cattaray wants to put something on here. Good speed on the bases and at the plate. Third baseman playing even with the bag. First baseman holding the runner on. So they're sniffing a bunt here. Middle infielder's at double play depth. Here's the kicks and fires. That's a strike on the outside corner. Torres Torioka takes, did not show bunt. On deck's Hancock, he singled in the first. Nobody out after a leadoff single by Mickey Meinhofer here. King comes set. There goes the runner. That ball is very high and outside, and it gets away from the catcher. In with absolutely no throw as the ball goes to the backstop is Meinhofer. Give him a stolen base. As Torres Torioka now has a runner in scoring position with Nobody out. 1-1 count. This portion of the game brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. Mission of the McConnell Foundation, helping better communities through philanthropy. Challenging you to get out there and make a difference in your community. So our thanks to the McConnell Foundation for their support of Colt 45's baseball. Here's the 1-1. Now he shows bunt, fouls it back over the backstop and bounces off the roof of the snack bar over there. All kinds of good stuff in the snack bar there. I think I might go get myself a frozen lemonade here between innings. 1-2 now on Torioka. All kinds of good stuff. We've got two different beer carts here. Got the grill going with dogs and burgers and tri-tip. Of course, all your drink amenities. There's a breaking ball down in the dirt on a 1-2 pitch. Nice take by Torioka. Now 2-2. Meinhofer at second. Nobody out. After a single and a stolen base. Top of the lineup, second baseman Torres Torioka. Looking to at least get him over to third, if not drive him in outright. That's a swing and a miss as he actually tipped it into the catcher's mitt. That's going to be a strikeout for the first out. That'll bring up J.J. Hancock, your left fielder. Hancock out of Las Vegas, Nevada, by way of Washington State University. So very different weather pattern for him during the school year as opposed to hometown. Probably feels right at home here in Redding, being from Las Vegas. Our dry heat. Absolutely perfect day for baseball today, though. Could not ask for better weather. As we're coming up on 8 o'clock, and we are in the low 80s here. Every seat in the shade for Colt 45's baseball. Here's the 1-0, and he fakes a throw to second, nobody covering. So Meinhofer just jogs back to the bag. Still 1-0. Heath on deck, your DH tonight. King now comes set, kicks, and fires. That ball glances off the catcher's glove and away. That's going to be a passed ball. And another easy 90 feet for Meinhofer. So a runner on third as they've donated 180 feet thus far here with some balls to the backstop. And Hancock in the driver's seat here, 2-0 with a runner on third and one out. He can be very selective here. He watches that one high and away, now up 3-0. Heath on deck, Williams to follow. Albujas. Should it go that far? And that is a called strike on the outside corner now, 3-1. Taken all the way is Hancock. And here's the 3-1, swinging a fly ball to center. This should at least score the run. Making the catch is Mauser, and there will be absolutely no throw as Meinhofer scores easily to open the scoring. It's 1-0 Colt 45s, and the crowd lets him hear it. Sack fly and an RBI for J.J. Hancock. That brings up Hunter Heath, your DH. He also had a nice outfield assist in his right field debut last weekend. Throwing a guy out on one hop from second base, trying to score on a single. He's your DH tonight, batting third. Comes up with two outs, nobody on. That's a breaking ball very far outside for ball one. Kyle DeFore with Matty Novelli here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com live at Tiger Field. Bringing you Novato Knicks at Redding Colt 45s. 1-0 pitch to Heath, and he swings and misses on a ball right above the hands. Tied him up a little bit. 1-1. Hunter, one of two Heaths we have on the team this year. There's also Zach Heath, a pitcher out of University of Northern Colorado who we have not seen yet. Zach Heath, a 6'4 right-hander from Highlands Ranch, Colorado. So looking forward to seeing him make his 45s debut sometime this week. Here's the 2-1 to Heath, and he fouls it back. It's now 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, nobody on. 45s have pushed across one run to open the scoring here. In the bottom of the third for pitcher Brandon Lepton, who's thrown three scoreless for the 45s in his first start of the year. That ball is very far down in the dirt and outside. Looks like he might have lost his grip on it. And it'll be a full count. Lots of players from the Cottonwood Little League here tonight. Want to welcome all of them. Invite everybody to come out to the ballpark here. $5 a ticket. Can't beat it.
Play some games with me.
Yeah, exactly. Maddie Novelli doing the between innings.
Yeah, we do some fun ones. Dizzy Bat. We have one where the whipped cream and they have to find a piece of bubble gum. We have pitcher race where they have to run with a pitcher of water.
Meanwhile, Heath beats out a infield single there on a slowly hit ball to shortstop. Didn't come up with it cleanly. So we'll call that a single. Runner on first with two outs now. That'll bring up Williams. Yeah, the Dizzy Bat race tonight, it's always fun when you get kids and adults in it because the kids always win the Dizzy Bat race. They've got that lower center of gravity. The adults never do win that one.
Well, not to mention he had a couple beers in him, so he's like, oh, I'm a little dizzy.
Yeah, that can add to the dizziness before you even do the bat. So 1-0 here on Williams as that ball is down in the dirt. Now throw over to first to check Hunter Heath. So Heath with the singles now 1-2. Williams grounded out to second his first time up. Up 1-0 here. Here's the pitch from King. That ball is in on his hands and hit slowly to second base. Flipped to second. That'll be a fielder's choice to end the inning. We'll head to the bottom of the, the top of the fourth here. 1-0 Colt 45s. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Reading at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
A pretty girl can make young men look foolish. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. We had just repaired Julia's car, and she said, I don't know anything about cars. Could a friend inspect it for me? About that time, three young men arrived. Of course, their individual goal was to impress her by finding something wrong with the repair. The first guy said, there is a blemish in the fender. This is not acceptable. Yes, I see, I said. The second said, the quarter panel is wavy. This also is not acceptable. Yes, I agreed. The third scolded me. If you look closely, you will see this door is perfect. This door should be the standard for the entire vehicle. I agreed, and they were surprised. We walked back to the waiting room. Julia smiled at us. I said, well, we looked it all over, and we all agreed. The door we repaired is perfect. Right, guys? Yes, someone replied. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Top of the fourth here. 45's up 1-0 after scoring a run in the bottom of the third. Brandon Lupton starting his fourth inning of work here. He's had a strong start here. Only had a few base runners here in the first three innings. And called first strike as he gets ahead in the count on that one. That one is outside now, 1-1. Leading off this inning, Mike Heinevetta, who reached on an error in the second. And a ball there, 2-1 now. RBI sack fly by J.J. Hancock in the bottom of the inning. Has been the extended story now, 3-1, as that one's just a bit low to the leadoff hitter here, Heinevetta, the right fielder for the visiting Novato Knicks. That ball is down and away in a leadoff walk here by Lupton. That'll ring up Tyler Torres, who struck out looking his first time up in the second. A distinctly Sonoma flavor to this week's games as we have two versus Novato and two versus Santa Rosa. Wednesday through Saturday, and then we play the hometown Redding Tigers here. Always fun to kickstart that rivalry. Once again, that'll be the first time we play them this year. A swing and a miss there by Torres, 0-1. Runner on first, nobody out here. 0-1 count, quick pitch there as he had a slide step. That one broke inside, though, now ball one. This portion of the game brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. Mission of the McConnell Foundation is helping better communities through philanthropy.
And they encourage you to get out there and make a difference in your community as well. So thanks to the McConnell Foundation for their support of Colt 45's baseball. That's a swing and a miss on a fastball away, now 1-2. Bertotti holding the runner at first. Big hole on the right side. Torres Torioka shading towards second, possibly for a double play. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Tied him up on a pitch inside. Nice pitch by Lupton there. As Torres goes down for the second time. This time swinging, looking in the second. So that'll bring up your beer batter, Easton Dieters. He flew out to center. Fans obviously rooting for a strikeout, as that'll mean dollar beers for the rest of the inning. That's a breaking ball in there for a strike, because the umpire obliges him. That's probably the top of the strike zone. But a breaking ball in there, it's 0-1. Down low now, 1-1. One ball, one strike, one out, one on in a 1-0 ball game. In the top of the fourth here, and a throw over to first, and he picked him off. Nice play there by Lupton as he caught the runner, kind of at a sleep a little bit. And just half a step slow, and Bertotti slaps on the tag, and he is out. So picked off by Brandon Lupton. Now two down, nobody on. Swing and a miss on a breaking ball. It's now 1-2, and he's one strike away from putting this inning away. It's a strong start here by Brandon Lupton. Here's the 1-2. Another breaking ball. And he's going to say that one went over the strike zone. It looked like he caught it low, but it's a called third strike nonetheless. And that's $1 beers for the rest of the inning, and the crowd goes wild. We'll be right back here on KCNR 1460 with more Colt 45's baseball.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with your local hometown mortgage officer, Megastar Financial. Hi, I'm John Whitmarsh, and I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience without headache or hassle. I offer competitive rates for conventional home loans, home improvement, FHA, VA, and USDA loans. So talk to me today, John Whitmarsh with Megastar Financial, because our home is right here, and I want to help you with yours. Call me at 530-945-9660 or find me at MegastarFinancial.com.
Megastar is an equal housing lender, MLS ID 3043.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
And now back to more Colt 45 baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Kyle DePore here at Tiger Field. We are locked up in a tight one, 1-0 here in the bottom of the fourth in what's been a well-pitched ball game thus far. 45's coming up here. Andres Albujas, who lined out to the second baseman his first time up. And he pops that one up on the first pitch. Shortstop's got a play on it. And then Torres pulls it in here, so that's the first out of the inning on one pitch. That'll bring up Chase Larson, the third baseman out of Palisadro, with one down and nobody on. Tonight's game brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. Helping better communities through philanthropy, the McConnell Foundation encourages you to get out there and make a difference in your community. So our thanks to them for sponsoring Colt 45's baseball here on the radio and all summer long here at Tiger Field. You can get every game on ReadingColt45s.com. There's a schedule there. And listen to every game here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com if you're out of the area. Here's the 1-0, and Larson fouls it back. 1-1. On deck, Jared Bertotti, who singled his last time up. And should it go that far, Zach Trueblood had one of the most heads-up defensive plays we've seen so far tonight. That ball is outside now, 2-1. King, the tall left-hander, all of 6'2", probably 6'3", winds and fires. That ball is very high. He's on the good side of 90, but put that one up in the eyes. It's 3-1. So a hitter's count here for Chase Larson. And he drives that to right field and going to hang up there. There's a bit of a can of corn, and that's going to be the second out of the inning. So Larson is retired on the fly out to right. That'll bring up Bertotti. Singled up the middle on a seeing eye ground ball. It glanced off the second baseman's glove on a 32 hopper through the infield. But it looks like a line drive in the box score tomorrow. Two outs and nobody on here. And that ball is a little bit high for 1-0. Bertotti out of Simpson College. One of our local college products here. Now 2-0 as that one's way outside. Two easy takes so far for the first baseman. Hitters count 2-0. Here's the pitch, and that ball is fouled off his foot. Now 2-1. He's going to take a walk and shake it off. Chili dogs, nachos, snow cones, hot dogs, tri-tip, to say nothing of all the drink choices. Good time being had by all here down at Tiger Field. Here's the 2-1. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Or no, swing and a miss. That's strike two, I should say. Now 2-2 with two outs. In the bottom of the fourth, 1-0, 45s. And a called strike three on a breaking ball in the outside corner. Bertotti didn't like it, but that'll end the inning. We're headed to the top of the fifth here. It's 1-0, 45s. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
This is Carl on the Bot, and there's only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Reading. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
Calling all beer lovers, Brews by the Bridge at Turtle Bay is the summer event for you. On June 24th, celebrate the solstice at the Sundial Bridge with beer from some of Northern California's favorite breweries. Join us for live music, tasty food, and activities like cornhole and make and take your own coaster. Tickets are $10 for Turtle Bay members and $12 for non-members and includes your first full beer. Sponsored by Reading Distributing, this 21 and over event is sure to sell out, so buy your tickets now. Visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
It's the Ron Largent Show, talking about Reading. Our great community sponsors are Russell Cleaning Service, the Shasta Athletic Club, Zach Bay State Farm Insurance, Revolve Solar, Gold Star Mortgage, Mast Roofing, Chronic Service Master, and Authority Property Management. Great community members every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock to hear what's going on. Many interesting topics. Our goal is to inform. So tune in each Saturday at 9 to keep informed. The Ron Largent Show. It's the happening place.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Catcher Paul O'Sullivan to lead off the top of the fifth for the visiting Novato Knicks against Brandon Lupton, starting his fifth inning of work. Four shutout innings thus far for the Shasta College right-hander as he has looked strong all night, and he gets yet another first pitch strike. He's been ahead in the count all night long, to his credit. Only he really had one jam to pitch out of his. His command has been exemplary. He's quickly up 0-1 here on the Novato Knicks catcher. That's a ground ball, and it's going to be a foul. He fouled it off of himself. Straight down off the plate and came up and hit him in the arm as he was finishing his swing. O'Sullivan grounded out to shortstop in the second.
Already 5 strikeouts through 4 innings for Brandon Lupton. And that ball is outside, 1-2. Lupton with that free and easy motion. Doesn't look like he's stressing himself, but then the ball just explodes out of his hand. That's a fastball fouled back. And great deception on the breaking ball as he's got really good arm action. Looks like the fastball arm action, and then it just doesn't get there. He's had 5 strikeouts, 1 swinging and 4 looking, so you can tell they're not seeing the ball off of him well there. That's a breaking ball down the third baseline. That's a foul ball, just foul, as Larson had it kick off his glove. Would have been a tough play even if he came up with it cleanly, but it's a foul ball. We'll keep it 1-2 here. This portion of the game brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. The mission of the McConnell Foundation is helping better communities through philanthropy. And the McConnell Foundation challenges you to get out there and make a difference. So our thanks to them for supporting summer collegiate baseball out here at Tiger Field and on the radio at KCNR 1460. Here's the 1-2. That ball is low and away now, 2-2. Just one hit thus far for Novato. Swinging a foul ball, tipped and popped out of the glove of True Blood. Looks like it might have hit him in the midsection, so. Still 2-2. Umpire extending the professional courtesy to his fellow battery mate back there. Shakes off the plate to give True Blood a minute to compose himself. And now we'll line it back up again, 0-2. Lupton on that first base side of the rubber, winds and fires. Swing and a miss. He struck him out again. So 6 strikeouts already through 4 1/3 for Brandon Lupton. As he gets O'Sullivan there for the first time tonight. Six strikeouts of 5 different hitters here already through 4 1/3. For Brandon Lupton, looking very strong here. 1 out, nobody on. That'll bring up Zaharis, the third baseman for Novato. He struck out looking in the third. Down 0-1, that ball is now inside, 1-1. 1 ball, 1 strike, 1 out. Defense for your 4-5s looks like this. In left field is J.J. Hancock. In center is Ryan Williams. In right, Andres Albujas. That ball is down low now, 2-1. And your infield from third base to first. Chase Larson, Mickey Meinhofer, Ryan Torres Torioka, and Jared Bertotti. Called strike there. It popped out of the glove of True Blood, but still too good. 2-2 now. And he's one strike away from yet another strikeout here. Already got Zaharis once his first time up in the third looking. And a breaking ball got him looking again, and he struck him out. So Brandon Lupton, absolutely dealing here. Mixing speeds, mixing locations, and Novato just shaking their heads. Headed back to the dugout. That's now 7 strikeouts and 4 straight hitters. Brandon Lupton has sat down on strikes. So have a game, Brandon Lupton. That ball is outside for ball 1. The 5, 6, 7, and 8 hitters, the last 2 outs of last inning and the first 2 outs of this inning. Swinging, looking. Now 2 down with nobody on. That ball's down in the dirt now, 2-0. To Wedemer. He's the second baseman and number 9 hitter. He grounded out on a little tapper out in front of the plate. Zach Trueblood threw down to first. Swinging, that's a line drive, but 2 hopper right to Meinhofer. He comes up throwing, and that is an easy 6-3 put out. 1-2-3 inning for Brandon Lupton as he has got 5 shutout innings rolling. We're headed to the bottom of the 5th. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfests? Huh? Tell me. Are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
We're Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet.
Let's go summer!
Make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Redding Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
That's no payments for 5 months. Your first two payments made by KMF and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Redding.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima, the sporty 16 Forte, and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
Summer's on us at Redding Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and RedingKia.com.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Kyle DeFore here from Tiger Field bringing you Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460. And we've got some between innings fun here happening on the field. Lots of kids here from the Cottonwood Little League tonight. A lot of fun here. It's pitching coach Barrick Fasking out there in the participating in the festivities. Leading off is going to be Zach Trueblood here in a 1-0 ball game. A very well-pitched ball game here. Just one run in the bottom of the third for the 45s. That's been the extent of the scoring as we stand at 1-0. Trueblood fouls that one back on the first pitch. 0-1 here off of King. Brandon Lupton with 7 strikeouts for your hometown 45s through just 5 innings, including 4 of the last 5 hitters. So he is dealing tonight. Been a lot of fun to watch him mow down this lineup, as that's a called strike now. Quick 0-2 on Trueblood. Didn't like it. Right at the knees. Perhaps a pitcher's strike, but a 0-2 nonetheless. On next, Meinhofer. He led off the third with a single and scored that lone run. That's a fly ball hit very high to left field, coming in now a few steps and making the play for the first out of the inning is the left fielder. That'll bring up Meinhofer now with one out. This portion of the game brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. Mission of the McConnell Foundation, helping better communities through philanthropy. And they encourage you to get out there and make a difference in your community as well, wherever that community may be. Our thanks to the McConnell Foundation for their sponsorship of summer college baseball here on the radio. Ball is high to Meinhofer now, 1-0, with one out and nobody on. That ball very high and outside, 2-0. And he swings and fouls it back. Very aggressive cut there on 2-0 by Meinhofer. It's going to be 2-1. On deck, Ryan Torres Torioka. He's 0-2 thus far. King readies now, kicks and fires. Here's the 2-1. And ground ball to shortstop. Big hop there. Now takes it on the short hop and throws out Meinhofer. So that's a quick two down here. Score that one 6-3 on the putout. And that'll bring up the top of the lineup, Torres Torioka. With two down. We're here in the frozen fifth where you get a discount on all your ice cream from the snack bar here at Tiger Field. Just $5 a ticket all summer long. You can get the full schedule on RedingColt45s.com. We're enjoying a tight one here. 1-0 pitcher's duel in the bottom of the fifth. Two down, nobody on for Torres Torioka out of Hawaii Pacific University. That ball was driven deep to left field, but foul as he squared that one up, and a loud, long strike for Ryan Torres Torioka. Put a charge into that one. We've seen him wreak havoc on the base paths in the first series a couple weekends ago against the Rally Factory Rockhounds. Here he takes the 0-1. That ball is inside for a ball, 1-1. Our lone Hawaii native here on the team this year. So we've got players from
about seven different time zones, as far as I can tell. 1-1 here. That ball is driven to left field, but playable. Now headed back, now still heading back and taking it a couple steps in front of the wall is the left fielder, and that'll end the inning. So we head to the top of the sixth, humming right along here at Tiger Field. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Cody Titus with Properties by Merit. Whether you're buying or selling a home, you can count on me to get the best results. Not only do I represent both residential and land, but I also specialize in rural properties and ranches. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become a reality. Call or text me today, Cody Titus, at 209-0721.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019-45816.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Top of the sixth here from Tiger Field. Brandon Lupton absolutely dealing, and he throws a first pitch strike there. I sound like a broken record tonight. It's because he's done that for just about every hitter. He's been ahead in the count all night long and racking up the strikes out. So swinging a ball driven to right field. Alburas headed back and now takes the ball out of the air, right on the track, or maybe a step in front of the track, so a well-hit ball, but right at him. Score that one 9 unassisted on the flyout. That'll bring up James Potts, number 2 hitter. That was Adam Mauser, who flew out before I could get his name out. And there's one out, nobody on. This portion of the game brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. That's a chopper down the third baseline. Larson charging, comes in, fields it cleanly, throws, and he makes a nice play at third base on the run. Chase Larson out of Palisadro, helping the hometown 45s here, and there's quickly two down. McConnell Foundation's mission is helping better communities through philanthropy. They encourage you to get out there and make a difference in your community as well. So our thanks to them for sponsoring Colt 45's baseball. 1-0 ball game here in the top of the sixth. A quick two outs here by Brandon Lupton, as he is on cruise control right now. That ball is flown to left, inside out, dying quickly, and Hancock comes down and makes the play! What an amazing diving catch in left field by J.J. Hancock! Wow, come out to the ballpark, you never know what you might see. A diving catch out there by the Las Vegas native to end the inning. We're headed to the bottom of the sixth here. Still 1-0 on KCNR 1460.
Marvel as an owl flies inches from your head. See a porcupine up close and try to dig faster than a badger at Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show at Turtle Bay. Enjoy a fun-filled, educational wildlife show where animals showcase their natural behaviors in a captivating and inspiring atmosphere. Walk on the Wild Side is presented by Senator Maurice and Marianne Johannesson Trust. Catch the show at 11 a.m. and noon, Tuesdays through Sundays at Turtle Bay. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with the NorCal Sports Hour. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR 1460 for all things Warriors, Kings, A's, Giants, Niners, and Raiders, as well as all your local high school standouts. Get your NorCal Sports Fix every Tuesday at 6 on the NorCal Sports Hour here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004.
but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
We get ready here in the bottom of the sixth, and it's the rule of the baseball universe. You make a great play in the outfield to end the inning. You get to bat first the next inning, and J.J. Hancock, who closed out the top of the sixth with an amazing diving catch, laid out face first and made the amazing play out there on a ball that was quickly sinking into left field. Would have been a hit. He comes up here to lead off the seventh. He's one for one. That's a ball high to Hancock. He singled and made it to second base before being stranded in the first inning and then had a sack fly in the third for the entirety of the scoring so far tonight. Hancock fouls it back there now, one and one. Sack fly in the third to drive in Mickey Meinhofer. It's now 1-1 here in a 1-0 ball game. Hunter Heath on deck, your DH tonight. Check swing there, held up nicely, was Hancock, as he was tempted, but it's 2-1. This portion of the game brought to you by the McConnell Foundation, helping better communities through philanthropy. McConnell Foundation challenges you to get out there and make a difference in your community. Very high now, 3-1. The leadoff hitter, Hancock. Very well pitched ball game thus far. King, the starter. That ball is fouled back over our heads here in the booth. And into laser tag land back there. Absolutely perfect night for baseball. Dusk approaching. We are under the lights. This is the last rays of twilight light the field here. And that's a solid line drive. Hit on a frozen rope by Hancock. Takes a big turn at first as the ball was not fielded cleanly out there in left field, but that's a clean single. Have a game, J.J. Hancock. 2 for 2 with an RBI sack fly and an amazing play in left field. Making manager Greg Catteray look pretty smart to put him in the two-hole tonight. That'll bring up Hunter Heath. He's 1 for 2 with a strikeout and a single. Singled his last time up in the third. And we'll see if Hancock has the green light over there at first base. What manager Greg Catteray wants to do. First pitch is swung on and fouled out of play down the left field line. Strike one. 1-0, 45s. We're in the bottom of the sixth. Brandon Lupton has 7 strikeouts through 6 innings of shutout ball. The Shasta College right-hander absolutely dealing tonight. And he's up 1-0. Here's the 0-1. That ball is down in the dirt, and it kicks away from the catcher way up high on the screen. Easy 90 feet there for Hancock as he moves up to second, takes away the double play. Still nobody out here. As that one was the old 58-footer. And the catcher for Novato, Sullivan, just really did not have much of a chance at that one. Just ate him up. So runner on second now with nobody out, 1-1. To Heath, your number 3 hitter and DH tonight. Out of Shawnee, Oklahoma. Swinging a foul back to the screen now, 1-2. Good cut on that one. Had a good pitch to hit. Straight back to the screen. Ryan Williams to follow. Andres Albujas. After him. As the 45s have a good scoring opportunity here with a runner in scoring position and nobody out for the heart of the lineup. Here's the 1-2 to Heath. And a foul tip off the mask of the catcher there, so just barely got a piece of it. Rung O'Sullivan's bell a little bit, but he looks none the worse for wear. So we'll line up and do it again, 1-2. Hancock singled to lead off the inning on a solid line drive to left field going the other way. Did a nice job, didn't try to do too much, just went with the pitch. Advanced to second on a pass ball. or wild pitch, however you want to score it. Probably a wild pitch considering how far in front of plate it hit. And now 1-2 count on Heath. And a fake as he steps off and motions towards second, but no throw. Just trying to keep him honest, let him know he's thinking about him out there. Coming up on 8:30 here. We're already in the bottom of the sixth inning. Briskly played pitcher's duel here from Tiger Field on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com. You'll get every 45s game all season long here on the radio. Get the full schedule at ReddingColt45s.com. If you're out of the area, Redding Colt 45s games can be listened to. As a swing and a miss, Heath goes down on strikes for the first out of the inning. You can listen to those on KCNR1460.com, streaming live all around the world. So one out now, runner on second. That's going to bring up Ryan Williams, who's got two home runs through two series so far this season. Hit one each in the opening series against the Rally Factory Rockhounds, and then last weekend against the visiting Seattle Studs. Swinging a line drive down the third baseline, well hit, but foul. Diving out of the way are some of his teammates down there. Open dugouts here at Tiger Field, so you got to keep alert if you're down there on either team. Quick 0-1 here on Williams as he looks down to third base for the sign. Outfield respecting the power, especially in the corners. Right field and left field playing pretty deep for the cleanup hitter here. Here's the 0-1. Swinging a foul ball off the end of the bat. That's going to hook out of play. Down the right field line now 0-2. Hancock on second base, 2-for-2 with an RBI sack fly as well in three plate appearances. And he'd like nothing more than to add a run scored to that stat line. 0-2 to Williams. King checks the runner now, checks him again, comes set. Kicks, and now it's going to fake and head back to second. No throw. Spending a lot of time thinking about Hancock out there. He's got an 0-2 count. On the cleanup hitter, Albujas to follow. Here's the pitch, and that ball is down in the dirt, and it kicks away from the catcher as well. No, it looks like they're going to call him a hit-by-pitch there. So that hit him in the foot. A hit-by-pitch for Williams. He advances to first, so now runners on first and second. Still only one down. This portion of the game brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. Their mission, helping better communities through philanthropy, and they encourage you to get out there and make a difference in your community. McConnell Foundation. Proud to support Colt 45's baseball here on KCNR 1460 all summer long. So that brings up the powerful Albujas, your right fielder and number five hitter tonight. He's lined out and popped out in two plate appearances. 0-for-2. But with two ducks on the pond here and just one down in the bottom of the sixth. King now checks the runners, kicks and fires, and that ball is outside. O'Sullivan tried to bring it back and frame it on the outside corner, but to no avail, 1-0. Visiting Novato Knicks, this is game one of a two-game series. We'll line up and do it again tomorrow at 7:15 p.m., then Friday and Saturday, also 7:15 p.m., starts against the Santa Rosa Rosebuds. So a distinctive Sonoma County flavor to this week's games. That is a line drive deep to left field and foul. As an absolute laser hit by Albujas, but he's out in front. Long strike. It's one ball, one strike, one out. Two runners on here. Foul to four on KCNR 1460. KCNR1460.com in a 1-0 ball game here. Bottom of the sixth. It's been a well-played, well-pitched, well-defensed game, especially for the 45s. But they are threatening here. That is a breaking ball in there for a strike. Nice pitch. From the lefty, King, as it bent right in there. Albujas gave up on it, and it broke right back over the plate. Now 1-2. That open stance, and he has such quick hands, just turns on that ball so quickly. Here's the 1-2. That ball has popped up. We'll see if it's going to stay in play, and it will not. It's going to be out in the crowd here. Looks like it got somebody on the shoulder. Bring your gloves, fans. Plenty of opportunities for foul balls here. Down both sides and behind the plate. Got a lot of Cottonwood Little Leaguers here tonight, so Plenty of souvenir chasers. Looks like somebody might have taken that one on the shoulder or the neck back there, so they're just checking to make sure everybody's okay. We'll keep it 1-2 on Albujas. Hancock on second, Williams on first after the single and the hit by pitch. Number five hitter, right fielder Albujas, up here with a 1-2 count and just one down. Here's the pitch. That ball is top to third base. Takes it on a high hop. 5-4 and no throw. Back to first base. That'll be a fielder's choice. 5-4. Score it. And Albujas replaces Williams at first. Hancock moves over to third. So we'll have runners on the corners now with two outs for Palisadro native and former Foothill Cougar Chase Larson. Your third baseman tonight hitting sixth. He's flown out twice to center and right. And now we're going to have a meeting on the mound with Novato. Doesn't look like there's any activity down there in the bullpen, so just a discussion here. Get you a quick update on the NBA game. If you don't want to know the Warriors scored, put earmuffs on for about 10 seconds. 115-89 Cleveland in the fourth quarter with 2 minutes to go. So Cleveland, after being embarrassed in the first two games, losing by a combined 48 points, an NBA record, bounces back to win game three at home in a gutty performance as they held the Warriors so far with just 2 minutes left in the game to just 89 points. Just 18 points, or 16 points in the first quarter for the Warriors. So it'll be 2-1. We'll have game four on Friday night. And we're ready to go here at the ballpark. Here's the 0-0 to Larson, and he takes that one low, ball one. Runners on first and second, two down to Chase Larson. Should he reach Jared Bertotti in the on-deck circle? And the pitch is outside now, 2-0, as Larson's ahead in the count. Larson 0-2 thus far. He'd love to get off the schneid and knock in a run to boot here. He's in the driver's seat, 2-0. He can look at pitch or location here. Swaying and a miss on a ball down below the knees, 2-1. To Larson. Runner being held on at first. Hancock at third with two down. Here's the 2-1. Runner goes from first, swinging a foul ball back, so it's 2-2. Albujas running on the play. Will return to first. It's now two balls, two strikes, two outs, two on in the bottom of the sixth for the 45s. Got a runner to second with nobody out. He's managed to make it to third on a fielder's choice, but now two down. There goes the runner again, swinging a foul. Out of play again by Larson, so it looked like a hit and run maybe put on there. Or just maybe an excuse me swing. Trying to stay alive with two down here. Back in the box now, King. Toes the rubber, comes set. Checks the runner, kicks, and fires. Runner goes again, swinging a topper down the third baseline. That'll kick foul. And Albujas getting a workout over there at first base. He's been stealing on each of the last three pitches. We'll line up and do it again. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. In a 1-0 ball game here, Colt 45's leading 1-0, scored one run in the third, and that has been it, as it has been an absolutely brilliantly pitched and defended ball game. There goes the runner again. Line drive down the third baseline. That's going to be foul down the left field. Line will line up and do it one more time. So four consecutive pitches. Albujas has been stealing and had to
make the long jog back on the foul ball. Line up and do it again. Here's the 2-2. Runner goes again. Larson drives it deep to left field. That ball is back, way back, and it's out of here. Three-run home run by Chase Larson. Palisadro native sending a big fly out into the netting over the left field fence, and it's 4-0 Colt 45. Battled off four straight 2-2 pitches and then got one he could drive and absolutely crushed it. About a third of the way up the netting over the left field fence, a no-doubter by Chase Larson. And a 1-0 ball game just like that is 4-0. And the crowd loving it here at Tiger Field as what has been a pitcher's duel thus far has been broken open. A crooked number here in the bottom of the sixth on a three-run shot by Chase Larson. We're going to go ahead and make that our Kia drive of the game. This part of the show brought to you by Redding Kia. Kia's drive of the week is the 2016 Kia Sorento. Test drive one today at Redding Kia, and that three-run home run by Chase Larson is your Kia drive of the game. That'll do it for King. We'll close the book on him. He's going to have pitched 5 2/3, 4 earned runs, and we're going to have a new pitcher. Let's take a short 60-second break here on KCNR 1460. We'll be right back with more Colt 45's baseball.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no!
Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu from Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack Catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110, or online at maryspizzashack.com.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Pitching change here in the bottom of the sixth for the visiting Novato Knicks after the three-run home run by Chase Larson. It's going to be Anuye, the right-hander, number two, and he's throwing hard, so we'll see what he can do with two outs and nobody on as the 45s have tacked on three insurance runs, been up 1-0 since the third inning, and they broke it open here a little bit. Now 4-0. On the big fly by Chase Larson, our Kia drive of the game. A three-run home run there. Now with two outs and nobody on, that's going to bring up Jared Bertotti. He's 1-for-2 batting right-handed against the left-handed starter tonight. He'll turn around and bat left-handed now against the righty, so his first at-bat from the left side. He's singled and struck out in the second and fourth innings, respectively. And he comes up now with two outs and nobody on. That ball is down low for a ball from Anuye. I want to know here. Once again, the line for the Novato Knicks starter, King, 5 2/3, 4 earned runs. He is the pitcher of record in line for the loss should this lead hold up for the 45s. Still plenty of baseball here as we're only in the bottom of the sixth. Bertotti fouls that one back. It's 1-1. Here's the 1-1 pitch, and that's a breaking ball that doesn't break. 2-1. On deck, Zach Trueblood should Bertotti reach. 4-0 here in the bottom of the sixth. Here's the 2-1. Swinging a foul ball. Straight back to the screen now, 2-2. Get you an update on the NBA Finals Game 3. We have a final score. Cleveland 120, Golden State 90. So a 30-point win for the Cavs after being embarrassed the first two games. And a gut-check game for them as they salvage their pride and attempt to push this series to 2-2. Game 4 will be Friday night, so the Dubs just unable to get it going offensively. Did not have more than 27 points in any single quarter. And they'll line up and do it again on Friday. It's 3-2 now here with two outs, two Bertotti. And that is a ball as he walks on a full count pitch. With two down, that'll bring up Zach Trueblood, the catcher. Trueblood 0 for 2 with a ground out and a flyout. But he has caught and called an absolutely brilliant game and played some great defense there behind the plate, hitting in the 8 hole tonight. Zach Trueblood out of Academy of the Art University, hometown of Redding, California, playing for the Hometown 45s here this summer. There's the first pitch with two down and one on, and that ball is very high for a ball, 1-0. Bertotti with a two-out walk on first base being held on, big hole on the right side. Here's the 1-0 to Trueblood from Anuye. And that ball is fouled back to the screen. Now 1-1. Meinhofer on deck. And then the top of the lineup, Torres Torioka. Meinhofer's 1-for-2 with a single, and he scored the first run of the ball game in the third. That ball is very high as he tried to ramp up on the velocity. Up above the eyes, it's now 2-1. Get you an update on Giants Red Sox, top of the sixth. A 1-1 tie as Bumgarner is your starter there against David Price, lefty for the Red Sox. Swing and a miss. It's now 2-2. Trueblood swung it one up around his shoulders. Both Bumgarner and Price coming into tonight's game 7-2. Bumgarner with an ERA of 1.91 coming in. Having an absolutely stellar season on the mound and at the plate. And rumors of him wanting to be in the home run derby, I can't say I blame him. 13 home runs and less than 200 at-bats. Absolute masher for a pitcher. Here's the 2-2. That ball is fouled out of play as a defensive swing there by Trueblood to stay alive. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Bertotti on first. Three runs already home on the big fly by Chase Larson a couple batters ago. As he put an absolute charge into one and drove it into the net. Over the left field fence. That net the only thing keeping it from heading into the Safeway parking lot. That ball is fouled out down the right field line. Should stay in play. First baseman's got a play on it, and that'll end the inning. So Trueblood pops out. That'll end the bottom of the sixth. But three runs across as the 45s tack on three for insurance. It's 4-0. Headed to the top of the seventh. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Uncle Bob, where did Mount Shasta Springwater come from? Well, you see, we get wrung out of the clouds as we pass over the top of Mount Shasta. Then we become part of huge glaciers. Then we flow through miles of volcanic rocks. Then we pop out of a spring at the base of Mount Shasta. Uncle Bob, where did I come from? You'll have to ask your parents about that one.
Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta Springwater.
For free delivery and setup, call 1-800-922-6227. Or go to MountShastaSpringwater.com.
We're Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet. Let's go
summer! Make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Redding Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
That's no payments for 5 months. Your first two payments made by KMF and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Redding.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima, the sporty 16 Forte, and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
Summer's on us at Redding Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and RedingKia.com.
Colt 45's Baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Top of the seventh here at Tiger Field. 45's up 4-0. As we just had a nice presentation by Rick Bassetti regarding the Cottonwood Little League, who are our guests here tonight. Fundraisers raised some funds for them as well. So a good time being had by all here on a perfect night for baseball. 45's again up 4-0. On a three-run homer last inning in the bottom of the sixth by Chase Larson, the Palisadro native here. We've got a new pitcher for the 45s. Blake Williams making his Colt 45's debut out of Santa Rosa Junior College. So pitching against the Novato Knicks from just down the road from Santa Rosa Junior College. He's from Alturas, California, a 6'2 right-hander, just finished up his sophomore year at SRJC down there. He's in relief of Brandon Lupton, who pitched 6 scoreless innings, had 7 strikeouts, and a phenomenal start in 6 absolutely dominant shutout innings, only allowed one runner to even reach third base. And here's Williams as he's throws kind of a high sidearm, kind of a herky-jerky motion, probably hard to pick up the ball coming out of his hands. There's a lot of moving parts to that delivery, but he's popping the glove. That first pitch is the ball, though, as he throws a fastball in there at the knees for a strike. It's 1-1 here. Leading off the inning for the Novato Knicks is cleanup hitter and right fielder Mike Henevetta. He's reached on an error, walked, and got picked off after that walk in the fourth inning. So 0-1, 2-1 now with a ball down in the dirt. Williams fires, and that one is right by him now. Strike 2-2. Just closing the book on Lupton there. 7 strikeouts in 6 innings, including 4 in a row at one point. So an absolutely stellar game for the Shasta College Knight. Swinging a foul back to the screen. We'll keep it 2-2 here. His first start of the year, he's come in relief in a couple appearances. And don't waste him out of the bullpen, Skip. Give him the start. Very few base runners for Lupton here tonight as well. So that's a swing and a fly ball deep to left field. That ball is hit well. Heading back is Hancock. He's going to have room as he catches it about a step in front of the track for the first out. That'll retire Henevetta. 7 on the flyout. I'll bring up Tyler Torres. He struck out looking and swinging his first 2 at-bats. Nobody on this team happier to see Lupton lifted before this inning than Tyler Torres is. Caught looking on a breaking ball and swinging in the fourth, second and fourth innings respectively. And he'll take his swings here against Blake Williams. First pitch is in there for a strike. So Blake Williams picking right up where Lupton left off, getting ahead in the count. It's a great way to keep these hitters off balance. Here's the 0-1. Swing and does not swing. So that's a ball, 1-1. This portion of the game brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. The mission of the McConnell Foundation is helping better communities through philanthropy. Encourages you to get out there and make a difference in your community as well. That's a line drive sinking fast into right field. Out Blurhaus going to take it on a hop. So that's a one-out single here for Torres. So 2 strikeouts against Lupton, and he's thrilled to see a different pitcher and gets a single there against off of Blake Williams. That'll bring up Dieters, the first baseman. Your beer batter of the night. He obliged the fans in the fourth with dollar beers after being caught looking on a breaking ball. He comes up here in the top of the seventh with 1 out and 1 on. Kyle DeFore here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com. Bringing you game 7 out of 45 all summer long. You get the whole schedule on ReddingColt45s.com. That ball is fly down the left field line and foul. Is it in play? No. Hancock will give chase, but to no avail. It's 1-1. Dieters flew out in the second inning of center field and was caught looking in fourth. He was strikeout number 2 of those 4 in a row between the fourth and fifth innings by Brandon Lupton. Easton Dieters, number 17. The runner on first and 1 out. That's a breaking ball. Does not break. 2-1. Torres Torioka shading slightly towards second base, perhaps for a double play or a steal attempt. Runner being held on at first. Does not go. Swinging a foul ball back to the screen. Now 2-2. If you're not in the area on game night here to listen on KCNR 1460 on your radio. You can listen streaming live anywhere on earth, KCNR1460.com. Here's the 2-2. That's a breaking ball, and couldn't quite get on top of it, kind of upset with himself. Make some noise, man. He's going to take a walk here. 3-2 now with one out on the beer batter. So the fans cheering for those dollar beers here. We'll see if Williams can oblige him. That is a ball down and in. So he'll walk him on the full count pitch. That pushes Torres to second. Runners on first and second now with one out. 4-0, 45s here. And the bottom third of the lineup will come up. That's O'Sullivan, the number 7 hitter and catcher tonight. He's 0 for 2 with the ground out to shortstop and struck out swinging in the fifth. So runners on first and second, one out. 4-0 Sullivan. Williams comes set and fires. That's a chopper down the third base line. Snagged barehand by Fasking, and he fires it back to the pitcher. Nice display of good hands there by the pitching coach, Barrick Fasking. Former prospect himself. A lot of legit prospects here on the Colt 45s. That's a breaking ball in there for a strike. Nice pitch by Williams, and it's 0-2 here. Of course, the 45s are managed by former major leaguer and Oakland A, Greg Catteray. Catteray was on the 88 American League Championship team that played the Dodgers in the World Series that year. That was the Kirk Gibson home run year. And unfortunately for Dodgers fans, the last time they won the World Series. We here in the North State are spoiled with three titles in the last 5 years from our Giants. And it's an even year here again as they're in first place looking strong again, though unfortunately Hunter Pence on the DL with a torn hamstring out for at least a month and a half. That's a line drive out to right center field, and it's going to get down. Alburas comes up firing towards second base, and the ball skips away, and the runner's going to advance home now as nobody is backing up the play. And that'll be the first run of the game here, so a single by O'Sullivan. Not going to give him an RBI, as that was an... The runner advances on the misplayed ball at second base. It skipped past the second baseman at the bag and rolled towards the third base line in foul territory, and nobody there to back it up. Runner on third. Torres alertly scampered home, and Dieters, who had stopped at second, heads to third. So Sullivan at second. Now you got second and third in a 4-1 ball game. Still only one out here. First pitch to Zaharis, the third baseman, number 21, is a strike. He's struck out looking twice, so he's happy to see Lupton out of the ballgame as well. First pitch is a strike, 0-1. Breaking ball, and it's fouled back. That one had some hang time on it. Williams got away with it, though 0-2. So runners on second and third here in a 4-1 ballgame. Blake Williams out of Santa Rosa Junior College making his 45s debut here tonight. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. First strikeout there for Williams. And that's the hat trick for the third baseman, Zaharis. A night to forget for the Novato Knicks third baseman. Looking twice, swinging once off of two different pitchers. That'll bring up Seth Wedemer. He's grounded out to catcher and shortstop in his two plate appearances, 0 for 2. Runners on second and third, two down here. And Williams trying to dance out of this jam with just one run and preserve a three-run lead headed to the bottom of the seventh. That's a chopper down the third baseline foul. And Fasking, a vacuum cleaner over there in foul territory, sponges it up again. 1-1 now. Top of the lineup, Adam Mauser, the center fielder, on deck. And ball's inside now, 2-1 on Wedemer, second baseman and number 9 hitter. Quick update for you A's fans. A's drop this one 4-0 tonight against the Brewers in Milwaukee. Jesse Hahn taking the loss there. They are able to muster just 3 hits. So, tough game for the Oakland A's tonight. 2-2 now after a chopper down the line. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs, 2 on. In the top of the 6th, 1 run across thus far to break the scorelessness for Novato, but Redding cling into a 4-1 lead. Here's the pitch, swinging a foul ball out of play down the right seat, down the right field line over the dugout. We'll keep it at 2-2. .445 on the strength of the three-run big fly by Chase Larson. Called third strike on the fastball at the knees by Blake Williams. So two strikeouts in the inning. One run across. We head to the bottom of the seventh. Colt 45 is up 4-1. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
It's time for better banking. Reading Bank of Commerce believes in relationships. We seek out partnerships with local businesses based on trust and respect. We want you to have the peace of mind that comes with knowing you have the resources you need to take advantage of new opportunities. Let Reading Bank of Commerce be your business partner. And let our professionals support your vision. Reading Bank of Commerce. Bank of Choice. 224-3333. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
There's country in the air at the Shasta District Fair featuring High Valley and singer-songwriter Jackson Mickelson. Now is the time to purchase your advance passes and save as much as 30% on daily entrance tickets and ride all-day carnival wristbands. Join us Wednesday for Pepsi Waterworks Park Kids Day with kids admission 12 and under free. And the free prize drawing at 6 p.m. on the Pepsi stage. To save on ride all-day carnival wristbands and admission tickets, go to ShastaDistrictFair.com or call the fairgrounds office to find the ticket location nearest you. Advance tickets must be purchased by the close of business Tuesday, June 14th. Fair opens June 15th.
Wings of Summer Butterflies opens at Turtle Bay for a limited engagement again this summer. From May 1st to July 10th, you can observe hundreds of butterflies in a tranquil, enclosed garden. Up to 32 species of butterflies will arrive as chrysalis and will enclose in the butterfly house. You can witness this magical experience or even release your own butterfly for just a dollar. The Butterfly House is open daily starting May 1st. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Colt 45's Baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Bottom of the seventh here at Tiger Field, 4-1 Reading Colt 45's. Game started by Brandon Lupton. He threw six scoreless with seven strikeouts and an absolutely stellar start for the Reading Colt 45's right-hander out of Shasta College. Three-run home run in the bottom of the sixth is the majority of the scoring for the 45's by Chase Larson. Palisadro native former Foothill Cougar. And leading off the inning is going to be Mickey Meinhofer in the nine hole. He's 1-for-2. He singled and scored in the third for the 45's first run of the inning, scored on a sac fly by J.J. Hancock. And then he grounded out to short in the fifth, so 1-for-2 with a run scored. And the 45's would love to see him start this inning off the same way he started off the third with a trip on base. Starting his second inning is Anuye, the right-hander for the Novato Knicks. One more game tomorrow night against the Novato Knicks, 7:15 start time. Then we welcome the Santa Rosa Rosebuds on Friday and Saturday, so a distinctive Sonoma County flavor here this week. And then Sunday, a 6 p.m. start against your local Reading Tigers taking on the Reading Colt 45s. On Sunday, 6 o'clock, always a fun matchup there. And a great raucous crowd. Here's the first pitch to Meinhofer. It's down low for a ball, 1-0. Meinhofer, your shortstop, hitting in the nine hole tonight. Up 1-0, here's the pitch. Swing and a miss as he goes down to one knee. On an aggressive swing of the bat there. Does not get cheated. This portion of the game brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. Mission of the McConnell Foundation is helping better communities through philanthropy. They challenge you to get out there and make a difference in your community. That's the McConnell Foundation, proud sponsors of Reading Colt 45's baseball here on KCNR. Here's the 1-1, and that is a called strike two right in there to Meinhofer, now down 1-2. A One and two now here to Meinhofer, and he steps out, asks for time. Now he's ready to go. On deck, switch hitting Ryan Torres, Torioka. Second baseman, top of the lineup. Here's the 1-2, and that ball bounces in front of the plate, the old 58-footer. Now 2-2. Great crowd here tonight. We welcome Cottonwood Little League. 2-2 to Meinhofer. He fouls that one out of play behind the plate. Just $5 a ticket all summer long down here at Tiger Field. You can get the entire schedule on RedingColt45s.com. Just 5 road games all year. We're going to take one trip over to the coast in Humboldt in June and one in July. But otherwise, 40 of the 45 games here through August will be at Tiger Field. Again, RedingColt45s.com for the entire schedule. We'll have every game here on 1460. Here's the 2-2 to Meinhofer. Way out of the zone. That ball bounced about 2 feet in front of the plate, maybe 3 feet in front of the plate. He was trying to add a little bit of velocity there and kind of got on top of it a little bit. It's going to be a full count here to the 45 shortstop out of Regis University. One of the great baseball names, Mickey Meinhofer from El Dorado Hills, California. Here's the 3-2. That ball is down in the dirt and a nice at bat as he works the walk. Off of a full count, makes him throw a lot of pitches. That'll bring up Torres Torioka. Out of Hawaii Pacific. Native of Honolulu. He's been at second base every game he's been in thus far and hit leadoff in each start as well. Batting now on the from the left side. As he hit his first couple at bats against the left-handed starter King. First pitch is a strike there. Torioka 0 for 3, pop out, strike out, fly out. And he put a charge into one in the fifth inning out to left field. But to no avail, here's the 0-1. That ball is chopped down the line to first base, tags the base, throws to second. Now they've got him in a pickle. And he's going to dive back to first, and he is out. No, they're going to call him safe. The first baseman did not catch the ball cleanly. So score that a 1 unassisted on the putout. Meinhofer able to scramble back to first. So an unusual play there. Ball hit right at the first baseman as he was holding the runner on. Tags the base, throws behind the runner. And, of course, then after you take away the force, you've got to get the tag. So he scrambles back to first and unable to field the throw down in the dirt. So Meinhofer will stick it first, score that a 3-6 fielder's choice for Torres Torioka. I'll bring up Hancock. He's 2 for 2 with 2 singles and an RBI. He's also scored a run. That ball's outside for ball 1. Las Vegas native J.J. Hancock has had quite a game here, 2 for 2 with a sack fly, run scored, and a great catch out in left field. Throw over to first, and back is Meinhofer. 1 ball, no strikes, 1 out. We're in the bottom of the 7th. Here at Tiger Field, you're listening to Redding Colt 45's baseball on KCNR 1460. It's a 4-1 game. Hometown 45's in the lead. That ball is popped up down the left field line. We'll see if it's playable. And it is not. It will drop into foul territory. So 1 ball, 1 strike. On deck is Hunter Heath, the DH. He's 1 for 3 as well. Anuye, the right-hander, comes set. Meinhofer at first takes his lead. That ball is outside now, 2-1. Hancock, Heath, Williams to follow, should it get that far. 45's looking to add some insurance runs here. Novato got 1 back in the top of the inning. That ball is swung hard and fouled out of play. Hancock didn't get cheated that time. Two and two now here.
Einhofer at first takes his lead. Swing and a miss, and Hancock goes down on strikes. First time they've been able to get him on non-productive out all night, so that's a K. And the second out of the inning. So here's Heath, the DH. 1-for-3 with a single. That was in the third inning off the starter King. Solid liner to left. Runner still at first is Meinhofer. Swing and a miss, and Heath taking a big cut there. Big cut with uppercut. But he waves at it 0-1. Oklahoma Baptist University and Shawnee, Oklahoma native Hunter Heath. Hitting in the three hole here tonight from the left side. Runner goes. Here's the throw down to second, and he is out. That's kind of an unusual play there, as the throw was up the line at second base, and he grabbed it and slapped the tag on before he even slid. So that'll end the inning. Kind of an unusual play there, but we'll head to the top of the eighth. 4-1-45s. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Top of the eighth here, we've got a new pitcher for the Reading Colt 45s. It's left-hander Seth Kinnean, the fireballing left-hander out of Cal Baptist University in Corona, California, 5'9 fireballer. We have been impressed by his velocity and the change of speeds with him as well. So, one inning of work for Blake Williams. He gives up one run. And that'll close the book on him. As coming in to pitch the eighth here is the lefty Kinnean. He'll face the top of the lineup for the visiting Novato Knicks. That's Adam Mauser, the center fielder. He is 1-for-3 with a double in the third. That ball misses 1-1. This portion of the game brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. Their mission is to help better communities through philanthropy and challenging you to get out there and make a difference in your community. That's the McConnell Foundation. Proud sponsors of Colt 45's Baseball here. Quick foul back to the screen there on a breaking ball by Kinnean. Got him way out in front. All he was able to do was just tap it foul. 1-2. And Kinnean in the driver's seat. And a ball down in the dirt now. 2-2. So Kinnean in to face the top of the lineup. It's the left-handed hitter, Mauser. Called strike three, and he does not like it. He points to the outside of the plate as if to say, that was outside, Blue. But the next argument somebody wins with an umpire will probably be the first one. That's out number one. So strikeout for Kinnean. That'll bring up the number two hitter. And right fielder James Potts, also a left-handed hitter. So between Williams last inning and Kanin this inning, that's three consecutive Novato Knicks that have been struck out by 45's pitching. Had a stretch earlier in the game where they struck out four in a row. That ball is driven deep to right center field on a 1-1 pitch, and it is going to drop in there as Williams dives and tries to make a play. Alborjas comes up firing from right field, and that's going to be a stand-up triple. Nice effort out there by Ryan Williams as he dove, but that's going to be a stand-up one-out triple by James Potts for Novato. And that'll bring up the left-handed hitter, Tyler Glenn, DH. He's 0 for 3. So runner on third here, one out in a 4-1 ball game. Kanin throws a breaking ball right in there for a strike. Nice pitch. And that ball is chopped foul down the right field line. Quick 0-2 here on Glenn by Kanin. Kanin got the save in the opening series finale against the Rally Factory Rockhounds two Sundays ago. And he has been impressive out of the bullpen for the 45s. Hurling himself at the plate to generate such impressive velocity. 0-1, one out, runner on third. That ball is bounces off of Trueblood. Here comes the runner, and he is going to score with no throw. So a pass ball there and a run as Potts comes around to score triple to get to third and comes around on a pass ball by Trueblood. So now one out, nobody on for Glenn. Kanin can go to the windup if he likes. And he will. One ball, one strike now. It's a 4-2 ball game. Breaking ball very high now, 2-1. Or 2-2, I should say. And he winds and fires. That's a called strike three. Kanin got him, and he didn't like that one either. So Novato, not a fan of the home plate umpire tonight, as that's two called strikes this inning that they had something to say about afterward, but two outs now. That'll bring up Mike Heinevetta, right fielder and cleanup hitter. He's reached on an error, walked, and flown out. He was picked off after drawing that walk in the fourth, so 0 for 2 officially. First pitch is down low for a ball from Kanin. Two outs, nobody on, one run home here for the Novato Knicks. It's a 4-2 ball game in the top of the eighth. Called strike now, 1-1 on the fastball there by Kanin. Two outs, nobody on here. Here's the 1-1. Breaking ball that gets in there for strike two, now 1-2, and he's one pitch away from getting his third strikeout of the inning. Here's the 1-2 from Kanin. That ball's down in the dirt now, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, one run across for the Novato Knicks. In a 4-2 ball game, your hometown Colt 45s leading on the strength of a three-run homer by Chase Larson. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Third strikeout of the inning for Seth Kanin. An impressive three strikeouts there. But Novato does get one. It's 4-2. We head to the bottom of the eighth here at Tiger Field. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me. Are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice cold bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times awaiting. Get some bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore for Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Redding at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
What do you want?
Why does Mount Shasta spring water taste so good?
Because it comes from our protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source.
Uncle Bob, where does the water come from?
From melting glaciers high atop Mount Shasta.
Wow, Uncle Bob, it's pure and simple.
Mount Shasta spring water is naturally the best. Yes, and anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227. Tell them Bob the Drop sent you.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Bottom of the eighth here in a 4-2 ball game. Hunter Heath, who was left at the plate when a caught stealing by Mickey Meinhofer attempting to steal second base, so he will lead off the inning as well here. It's 4-2. You've got the 3-4-5 hitters, heart of the lineup here for your hometown 45s. That ball is outside 1-0 to Shawnee, Oklahoma's own Hunter Heath. Ryan Williams to follow Andres Alburas. Will hit third. Swinging a line drive straight back to the backstop there. Now 1-1. This portion of the game is brought to you by the McConnell Foundation, encouraging you to make a difference in your community. Their mission to help better communities through philanthropy. That's the McConnell Foundation. Proud sponsors of 45's baseball here on the radio. Here's the 1-1 to Heath. Swing and a miss. He blew it right by him, 1-2. As Heath took a big cut there. Waved right through it. 1-2 now. 45's got 1 in the third, 3 in the sixth. Novato Knicks have scored 1 each in the 7th and the 8th. That's where we stand, 4-2. Impressive pitching thus far tonight by the Reading Colt 45s. Brandon Lupton, 6 shutout innings on the start. He's in line for the win should this lead hold up. And making his 45s debut, Blake Williams, who pitched 1 inning in the 7th. Seth Kinnean pitched the 8th. Both of them gave up 1 run. But between those two relievers, 5 strikeouts in 2 innings. Swing and a miss. And Heath goes down on strikes for the second time. He's now 1-for-4. Sorry, 2-for-4. No, that was right the first time. 1-for-4. I got to believe in myself more. 1 out now for Ryan Williams. Williams, of course, homered in each of the first two series. He's now been joined in that category by Chase Larson. First pitch is a strike at the knees. Pitcher strike there. Williams didn't like it, but umpire is a pitcher's umpire here tonight, as there's been a couple called third strikes that Novato didn't care for, and I don't think Williams cared for that strike one, but it's kept us humming right along here. We're just past 9:20. Just over 2 hours of game time here, and we're in the bottom of the eighth. One ball, one strike, one out, as that pitch is very high to Williams. Anuye starting his third inning of work. He came in right after that home run in the sixth. Pitch a scoreless seventh, now pitches the bottom of the eighth. Williams take a huge cut there, trying to put that one out in the Safeway parking lot. He swings and misses 1-2 now. Ryan Williams, center fielder and cleanup hitter. 0-for-2 with a hit by a pitch. He did score in the sixth after being hit by a pitch. That's fouled out of play into the parking lot. And they're going to have a conversation out at the mound. Maybe got a mixed signal there. O'Sullivan's had his work cut out for him behind the plate there, as he's had to dig balls out of the dirt all night. Four
4-2, 45. Here's the 1-2 pitch with one out in the bottom of the eighth to Ryan Williams. Breaking ball, and he takes. That's a ball, 2-2. He was tempted there. That was a nice pitch. Broke right out of the strike zone, but did not chase. Good plate discipline there by the center fielder. 2-2 now. Swing a line drive deep to left field. That's going to head foul. A foul ball home run there by Ryan Williams as he squared it up, but just a little bit out in front. 6-2 center fielder out of California Baptist. Native of Highlands, California. Just finished up his sophomore year at California Baptist. Here's the 2-2 breaking ball, and that ball is high. Catcher held it as if to give the umpire a chance to think about it, but he's made up his mind. It's a ball. 3-2. Al Burhas on deck. Chase Larson to follow should it get that far. Swing and a miss, and Williams goes down swinging. Two down now. So both Heath and Williams strike out back-to-back, and that'll bring up Al Burhas. The right fielder's 0 for 3. Had a fielder's choice his last at bat. He steps in with two outs and nobody on here. That ball is in there for a strike. I think that's what you call a plausible strike. At the knees officially, probably at the shins, but we'll call it a strike. 0-1 on Al Burhas. Here's the 0-1, and he swings and fouls that one back out of play. It's a quick 0-2 with two down here. So bottom of the eighth, Larson might not get another at-bat after homering in the sixth, unless Al Burhas can reach here. Pitcher of record for the 45s is Brandon Lupton. He's in line for the win if the 45s can close it out in the top of the ninth. Here's the 0-2. That ball is down in the dirt and in the left-handed hitter's batter's box. An easy take there for Al Burhas, 1-2. Four to two, 45s on the strength of a three-run homer on one swing of the bat from Chase Larson in the sixth. That's been the difference. Swinging a foul ball out of play. Down the right field line as he stays alive, still 1-2 here. One ball, two strikes, nobody on here. In the bottom of the eighth, Colt 45's up 4-2. I'm Kyle DeFore here on KCNR 1460, bringing you every Colt 45's game all summer long. This is game 7 of 45. You can get the entire schedule on ReadingColt45s.com. You can hear us here every game. 7 p.m. start times every night through Saturday, and a 6 p.m. start time against the Reading Tigers here on Sunday. Swinging a line drive deep to left field. That ball is carrying way back. It is gone. And Al Burhas hits a line drive rocket over the fence in left field. That's a home run. It's 5-2, 45. First home run of the year for the Venezuelan slugging right fielder. On a 1-2 pitch, he absolutely crushes one over the left field wall, and that one got out of here in a hurry, folks. So Al Burhas joins the home run parade, second home run of the night for the 45s, and he's the third player to go deep so far in just game 7 of the season here. He joins Williams and Larson will step in here following the solo shot. And he's hit by a pitch on the first pitch. And the umpire kind of going out there to let him know he's on notice a little bit, so not sure if that one was intentional or not. And we've got the catcher for the Novato Knicks talking to some fans here. So things getting a little chippy here in the bottom of the eighth.
Home run by Alborjas. Next hitter gets plunked on the first pitch. Draw your own conclusion. It's two outs, runner on first. In a 5-2 ball game here, and that's going to bring up Jared Bertotti, the switch hitting first baseman, batting left here. And that's a ball, 1-0. So Anuye plunks Larson following the home run. And the catcher, O'Sullivan, couldn't tell what he said, but he was yapping at some of the fans in the front row here. Here's the 1-0, swinging a foul by Bertotti off the catcher. One ball, one strike, runner on first, big hole on the right side as the runner's being held on. That's Chase Larson at first. Jared Bertotti. He's 1-for-2 with a walk. That's a foul ball straight back to the fence just slightly down the third base side. It's now 1-2 with two strikes. McConnell Foundation bringing you this portion of the game. Their mission is to help better communities through philanthropy. And they encourage you to get out there and make a difference in your community. That's the McConnell Foundation. Proud to support Colt 45's baseball here. Now 1-2 here. He comes set and fires. Swinging a foul ball there. Bertotti just barely got a piece of that one to stay alive. Still 1-2. One run across here in the bottom of the eighth on the solo home run by Andres Alburjas. His first of the season. Second of the game for the 45s. Chase Larson followed him up. Got hit by a pitch on the first pitch of the at-bat. He stands on first base. He also homered in the sixth inning. A three-run shot in almost exactly the same spot in left field. And that's a ball. It bounces off the glove, and he's going to try for second there, and he is safe as Larson takes advantage of the passed ball there and moves up 90 feet. So 2-2 now on Bertotti with a runner in scoring position. Bertotti singled in the second, struck out in the fourth, and drew a walk in the sixth. And on base twice in three plate appearances here. Now he's got a duck on the pond out there on second. RBI opportunity, two balls, two strikes, two outs in the bottom of the eighth here. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. That'll end the inning. But one run across for the 45s on the solo home run by right fielder Andres Alburjas. We head to the top of the ninth. Colt 45s looking to close it out. 5-2. You're listening to Colt 45s Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
We're Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet. Let's go,
summer! Make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Redding Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
That's no payments for 5 months. Your first two payments made by KMF and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Reading.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima, the sporty 16 Forte, and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
Summer's on us at Reading Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Reading Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and ReadingKia.com.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Top of the ninth here from Tiger Field. Kyle DeFore on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com bringing you Colt 45's Baseball. 45's lead 5-2. Seth Kinnean pitched the eighth inning. He's going to pitch the ninth as well. This is a save opportunity for him. He's already got one on the season, looking for his second save. 45's got one run in the bottom of the eighth on a solo home run by right fielder Andres Alburjas. Swing and a miss. So Tyler Torres, as he's down 0-1. He struck out twice, singled and scored. Singled and scored in the seventh inning for the first run of the game for the Novato Knicks. Five of the previous six batters. That's a ball down in the dirt, 1-1 from Kanin. Five of the previous Novato Knicks batters have gone down by strikeouts. So impressive pitching here tonight, through and through. First from the starter, left in six scoreless innings to start the ball game, and the bullpen here has been a strikeout machine in the latter innings. Now 1-2 as a fastball there, blew it right by him. Tyler Torres, the shortstop, batting in the five hole here. Swing, and he fouls it back. Just a defensive swing there, trying to stay alive. This portion of the game brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. Their mission is helping better communities through philanthropy, and they encourage you to get out there and make a difference in your community as well. The McConnell Foundation, proud to sponsor Cole 45's baseball here on KCNR 1460. That's a breaking ball very high, 2-2 from Kanin. Kanin become the de facto closer here for Greg Catteray, a lefty reliever himself in his own day. That's a fly ball to right field, hit well, but it's going to slow down, and Alburjas makes a play about a step or two in front of the track for the first out. Score that one a fly out, 9 unassisted. Easton Dieters, tonight's beer batter, who obliged the fans in the fourth with $1 beers that entire inning. Steps in, he's 0-2 with a walk. He's flown out, struck out, and then drew a walk in the seventh. Stranded at third base in that inning. And it looks like a breaking ball that doesn't quite break. 1-0 here. A little bit high there. Lefty on lefty matchup here. Kanin kicks and fires. That's outside for a ball now, 2-0. 5-2, 45s. One out here in the top of the ninth, just two outs away from taking the first of this two-game series. That is low for ball three, now 3-0. Tonight and tomorrow versus Novato. Friday and Saturday, 7 p.m. start times against the Santa Rosa Rosebuds, and a 6 p.m. Sunday game against the Redding Tigers. That is low, a four-pitch walk by Kanin to Easton Dieters, so he's on first base with one out. That'll bring up O'Sullivan, the catcher. He was chirping a little bit at the fans in the front row here after Larson was plunked with the first pitch following that Alburjas home run in the bottom of the eighth. So can't imagine that there's going to be any kind of issue there with one out in the ninth inning. You just want to end the game here. So that's a called strike on the outside corner from Kanin. Nice fastball. 0-1. Double play grounder could end it here. One out, one on for the catcher hitting in the seven hole tonight. Here's the 0-1. That's a breaking ball. Oh, my goodness. A pretty changeup as he's out on his front foot waving at it. No chance at that one. Beautiful changeup by Kanin. It's a quick 0-2. O'Sullivan has grounded out and struck out and reached once. Here's the 0-2 from Kanin. Breaking ball, called strike three, and he knew it. He's shaking his head yes, as that's a pretty breaking ball from Kanin. Drops right in there for a called third strike. Kanin now with four strikeouts in just 1 2/3. He's gotten five outs, four of them by strikeout. So Novato down to their last out here. It's going to be Steven Zaharas, the third baseman, with a runner on first, tying run still in the on-deck circle, so they need base runners here. Seth Kanin looking to get his second save of the year for the Redding Colt 45s. Here's the first pitch. That's in there for a strike, 0-1. And the crowd can smell it here. We've got baseball for you every night through Sunday night. You can get the entire schedule on ReddingColt45s.com. Here's the 0-1 from Kanin. Now he's going to call for time. Hitter calls for time. So Zaharas, who has struck out three times, twice looking and once swinging, trying to avoid the silver sombrero here. Pitched down in the dirt there by Trueblood. Nice job to block it, 1-1.
One ball, one strike, two out, top of the ninth. Novato down to their last out here. Seth Canine brings the 1-1. That is a swing and a miss on a fastball very late as he blew it right by him. And quote my good friend Nate Abrea, the Novato Knicks drinking at the Last Chance Saloon right now. Here's the 1-2 pitch from Canine. Kicks and fires. And that is a ball. Very close. Canine's got a smile on his face. Looks like he wanted that one. But now two balls, two strikes, two outs. Runner on first. Down to their last strike are the Novato Knicks, the visiting team. Called strike three, and that's the ball game. Canine strikes out Zaharis for his fourth strikeout of the game. And that'll be the ball game. It's 5-2 victory here on the strength of the long ball. Two home runs by the Colt 45s here tonight and some stellar pitching. We're going to take a short two-minute break here. We'll be back with the Colt 45s postgame show. You're listening to the Reading Colt 45s Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore for Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Reading at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no!
Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu from Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110, or online at maryspizzashack.com.
Are you ready to rock this summer? You can learn to be a rock star at Turtle Bay in our summer exhibition, Rock You, the Institute of Rock and Roll. Starting May 4th, guests can explore the foundations of rock, hear live concerts, and even try their hand at playing instruments. Interactive, entertaining, and educational for all ages, Rock You is an experience you won't want to miss. Rock You is presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center and U.S. Bank and designed by Stage 9 Exhibit Designs. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
And we're back here at Tiger Field, your Reading Colt 45's postgame show. The good guys win tonight 5-2 on the strength of the long ball. One run in the third, three in the sixth, and another one in the eighth. Those three runs in the sixth off the bat of Chase Larson, a three-run jack to left field, driving in three and a solo home run in the bottom of the eighth from Andres Alburjas, both of them, that's their first home run of the year. We're going to have our co-players of the game are going to be Chase Larson out of Palisadro and Brandon Lupton, your starter and winning pitcher tonight, who went six scoreless with seven strikeouts, including four in a row at one point. We're going to get them up here. They're on their way up the bleachers here. We'll get the headphones on and get them in here. But nice offensive and defensive display here tonight for the 45s. And first, let's get our starting pitcher here tonight, Brandon Lupton here. Six scoreless innings, the Shasta College Knight with seven strikeouts, including four in a row at one point. It looked like you were feeling it out there, getting ahead in the count all night long, changing speeds. You got a lot of swing throughs, especially on the breaking ball. Did it feel as good out there as it looked from up here in the stands?
Oh, definitely. It all came together, and it definitely felt great out there. Team backed me up well, made some great plays, and came out on top.
Of course, we saw Hancock out there in left field making a great diving play. Had some great defense on the infield as well. A well-pitched, well-defended ball game. A lot of strikeouts here. Just to get the line on you here, you had seven strikeouts, no runs there.
I think we had, what, total of two hits, maybe? And I don't even know. Did you even walk a guy? I don't see any on here. Maybe one?
I did walk one.
You did walk one. Well, so something to improve on for next time out then. But I was mentioning here to the folks here, you're a Shasta College Knight by way of Medford, Oregon, correct?
Yes, sir.
So we're a lot of local flavor here. Our co-players of the game tonight, Brandon Lupton, your starter, with six scoreless innings and seven strikeouts, and, of course, Chase Larson with a three-run home run in the sixth inning. 45's playing a little long ball tonight. It's a lot of fun when you're out there. It was a pitcher's duel till that fifth inning or that sixth inning, and then Larson gets a hold of that one. That one got out of here in a hurry. It's fun to see them when they square it up like that.
Definitely gives your pitchers some confidence as well, getting back out there on the mound.
You know, that 1-0 lead makes every pitch paramount, but 4-0 feels a lot more comfortable than 1-0. And then, of course, the bullpen able to nail it down. Seth Kinnean getting his second save of the year. He's a 5-9 lefty, and the thought occurred to me as he was striking out three guys there in the ninth inning. Kind of a Billy Wagner look out there is he kind of the de facto closer at this point, or is it bullpen by committee until further notice?
Definitely a committee, just for a little bit longer. I think coaches are definitely working on it and getting a good rotation of guys here.
Of course, the coaching staff here, Greg Cataray and Barrick Fassing, still feeling out the brand new roster. Only one carryover from last year is Jeff Ahern, the former Anderson Cub and now Cal State Monterey Bay player down there, so a whole new roster here. But I'm going to put in a word for you, the skip. Get him in the starting rotation. Don't waste him in the bullpen down there. Have him start off the game and get six scoreless, man. That's the way to go. So thanks to Brandon Lupton here, your winning pitcher tonight. Again, six innings, seven strikeouts, including four in a row at one point as he had him off balance all night long. We want to welcome in Chase Larson here in a minute. He's coming up the stairs here 1 second. And Chase, of course, with a three-run home run in the sixth inning there on a two-strike pitch. Tell us about that at-bat there. What did you see, and what was the pitch that you squared up there and got out of here in a hurry?
Well, I mean, mostly saw a lot of fastballs. Then we're just trying to, later in the game, it's a close game, we're trying to move runners mostly. So I'm not really looking to do anything big, just trying to get a little hit. Just happened to keep throwing fastballs, or battling. Misses up and just happened to square something up.
Great at bat there. Fouled four two-strike pitches off in a row before you got the one you squared up there. And so a phenomenal at bat there. Now, I got to ask you the question here. Andres goes deep in the eighth on a solo shot there with two outs. And then very next pitch, you get plunked there. Was that one that got away from the pitcher, or is that a little chippiness there at the end of the game?
I mean, Andreas kind of stood there a little bit after he hit it. So, I mean, there's a game within the game. It kind of tends to handle itself.
Sure.
I don't blame the other guy. I mean, I probably would have done the same thing.
Well, that happens sometimes. You're going to see guys, nobody likes to get taken deep, especially in a close game when a two-run lead becomes a three-run lead, and that ended up being the final that held up 5-2 there. That was your lone hit of the game. You end up getting the hit-by-pitch there, but great defense over at third as we saw you come up with some plays on the short hop, some long throws. Really a well-played defensive game tonight behind Lupton, who was absolutely dealing seven strikeouts. You guys are our co-players of the game. What did you see from him standing over at third, watching him just set these guys down inning after inning?
I mean, it's always great when you have a guy come out and deal for you. It's just the whole team will rally around it. I mean, a great defense is your best offense. And he really set us up to make some plays. He worked well, lived down, got a lot of ground balls for us.
You can't win if you can't score, and the 45's pitching absolutely came to play tonight, as well as the defense. We mentioned Hancock's great catch out there in left field. He had a great defense on the infield as well. And, of course, Trueblood doing the work behind the plate tonight. Only had a couple of them that got away from him there and didn't give away very many free bases. But a well-played ball game, and the bats came out tonight showing the power bats here. As you mentioned, not trying to go deep there. Is that just a line drive that you got a little lift on?
That's just a ball that happened to catch a little backspin. Yep. I mean, just trying to make some contact with two strikes.
You know, so absolutely great at bat there in the sixth inning. We're talking here with Palisadro native and former Foothill High School Cougar alumni, Chase Larson here, well represented here in the booth and on the field. So I want to thank you for coming on the show here, and absolutely great game tonight. Once again, your final score here, 5-2 from Tiger Field. The 45's breaking out the home run ball as well as the strikeout, as a number of strikeouts, three strikeouts in the ninth inning for Kinnean as well there. So an absolutely phenomenal game. We're going to do it again tomorrow night at 7:15 p.m. One more against the Novato Knicks. Then we're going to welcome the Santa Rosa Rosebuds on Friday and Saturday, a distinctive Sonoma flavor to the games this week. And then a Sunday night, 6 o'clock start against the hometown Reading Tigers. Always a raucous atmosphere when you get Reading versus Reading. Looking forward to that one. That'll be your first Reading versus Reading game here, and we're looking forward to that one. So definitely tune in for that one. You can get all those games here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com. You can get the entire schedule on ReadingColt45s.com. For Kyle DeFore and Matty DeVelli, and our co-players of the game, Chase Larson and Brandon Lupton, I want to thank you for tuning into the game here. We'll do it again tomorrow night. This has been Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Mean the difference between kissing your daughter goodnight or perhaps being arrested, being detained, or maybe even facing a lawsuit from a criminal. Go to protectanddefend.com and get your copy of the USCCA's free guide that will reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. That's protectanddefend.com.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Green grass is everywhere, so come on in and pick up some ethanol-free 93 and get started on the weed-eating lawnmowers. We are filling propane bottles like a factory. If you're in a hurry, we have the exchange program also. We have a lot of race car fuel ready to go. If now's the time you want to talk about upgrading your kerosene heater or on-demand water heater, give Johnny a call. He's doing a lot of free estimates. We have bulk oils in your container or ours, and a lot to choose from. Open on Saturday in Reading till 3:30. So stop in and say hello. Northern Lights Energy. When you want to talk to a real person, not an answering machine, give us a try. Reading, Corning, Weaverville. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company. Northern Lights Energy.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Happening, Dana's on it.
It's on!
It's on!
The Dana Show.
Welcome back, Eric Erickson, in for Dana. I'll actually be back for her tomorrow, and then she returns next week. My website used to be the editor at redstate.com for more than a decade, actually. But just so with my own radio show in Atlanta and whatnot, and I just wanted to go do my own thing, have my own site. I started the resurgent.com at the beginning of the year, and it got a post up. You may want to see over at the resurgent.com of where all of the Republican governors stand on Donald Trump, keeping it updated primarily because some of them are wavering. And now I didn't put the list together, as a buddy of mine, Steve, did while I've been here on the program today. And the thing that really strikes me about the list more than anything else is the very few Republican governors who have explicitly endorsed Donald Trump. Mary Fallon of Oklahoma, Chris Christie of New Jersey, Phil Bryan of Mississippi, Paula Page of Maine, Rick Scott of Florida, Robert Bentley of Alabama, who may be impeached. He's in big scandal there in Alabama. Now, the majority of Republican governors have said they would support him because he's the nominee, but they've actually refrained from actually endorsing him. Like Matt Mead, the governor of Wyoming, has said the way Trump has been going is not the way to go about winning, but he'd support him as the nominee. Or Greg Abbott in Texas, he was endorsing Cruz, but Trump's the nominee, so he'd go with him, but explicitly not endorse him. Or Nikki Haley says she doesn't want to be considered Trump's running mate. She's not going to use the endorsement word, but she would support him as the nominee. The bulk of the Republicans are in that camp. The second greatest group are people who are really on the fence about him, not saying that they will support him, not saying they will endorse him, but not saying they oppose him. The only one who's explicitly opposing him is Charlie Baker, the governor of Massachusetts, says he's not going to vote for Trump in November. Baker, by the way, for a Republican in Massachusetts, is really, really popular in Massachusetts. And then, of course, there's Scott Walker of Wisconsin, who now more and more rumors, I've heard them myself, starting to say that he would consider being the compromise candidate at the convention if Trump continues to implode. And he's walked back his endorsement of Trump now, saying that Trump may be the nominee, but he just can't in good conscience endorse him now after his statements on the judge. The judge comments have done real objective damage to Trump, whether you support Trump or not. They've done objectively damage to Trump. Now, something else doing damage and completely unrelated. I saw the story while we were in commercial break, and I ought to mention it here in the last few minutes. The Zika virus is covering Puerto Rico. A quarter of the population is expected to be infected there by the end of the year. Puerto Rico is essentially gone bankrupt. Congress is having to bail them out. This is going to devastate the tourist industry in Puerto Rico. But there's a bigger issue here. The Olympics. No, the Olympics aren't in Puerto Rico, but they're in Rio de Janeiro, where there's a Zika virus outbreak down there as well. And the World Health Organization, which is committed to the Olympics with the Olympic Committee, keeps telling people that, no, there's no problem. No, you don't have to worry about it. No, you'll be fine. Savannah Guthrie from NBC has announced she's not going to the Olympics now because she's pregnant. And because of her pregnancy, she's worried about contracting Zika virus because it's exceedingly damaging to children in utero. So she's not going. This is going to be an epic worldwide disaster. You got a bunch of corrupt humanitarian organizations making a whole lot of money off of the Olympics, and they cannot refuse to go. And we know that Brazil is completely unprepared, despite all the claims of the BRIC nations and whatnot. I mean, Brazil is essentially operating as a third world country with some big cities along the way. I mean, Rio de Janeiro, the infrastructure is garbage there. The crime is out of control. The slums are terrible. The water is terrible. Everything is terrible. But they got one clean beach there that everybody thinks it represents the whole city, and it's not. This is going to be an unmitigated disaster. And the story from Puerto Rico, it's in the Wall Street Journal this afternoon, expecting 25% of the population of Puerto Rico to catch Zika by the end of the year. It's going to be a disaster, the Olympics, if that's what's happening in Puerto Rico. And people are going to go to Rio, and then they're going to come back here. Mosquitoes are going to bite them, and it's going to spread everywhere. Panic. Fear and panic. Joy, joy. All right, folks, Eric Erickson in for Dana. I'll actually be back with you tomorrow, and then Dana back next week. See you then.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss. Hamas, the Islamic militant group that rules Gaza, is welcoming the latest deadly attack in Israel, but isn't claiming responsibility for it. Two Palestinians opened fire near a popular open-air market in central Tel Aviv Wednesday night, killing four Israelis and wounding at least five others. The alleged shooters are in custody. Hamas calls the attack a heroic operation. Correspondent Ian Deitch reports Palestinian attacks have become all too common in Israel over the last 8 months.
31 Israelis, including the three tonight, as well as two Americans, have been killed so far in these attacks. Most of the attacks have been stabbings, but there's also been shootings, attacks where cars have been used as weapons to ram into people, and other attacks.
The Palestinian attackers were related to each other.
Police are saying that they're members of the same family from a Palestinian village called Yatta near Hebron in the West Bank. Hebron has been a flashpoint for violence over the past 8 months of unrest that has seen numerous Palestinian attacks on Israeli civilians and security personnel.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has traveled to the scene. A Houston man convicted of drunken driving 9 times since 1980 has been sentenced to life in prison. Prosecutor Justin Foles tells KTRK Donald Middleton ran out of chances and was rightly sentenced to life in the big house.
We needed to do everything that we could to ensure that he wouldn't be on the roads driving with our friends, our families, and our kids on the road, putting everybody else at risk.
Foles says Middleton never learned his lesson.
He's been to the penitentiary 4 separate times before he committed this last one, his 9th DWI that we saw live.
Middleton pleaded guilty last week to driving drunk in a May 2015 traffic accident. House and Senate negotiators will move ahead with talks on a measure to fund the government's fight against the Zika virus. A 93-2 vote in the Senate paves the way for negotiations over how much money to provide to battle for the virus. More on these stories at townhall.com.
There's a real freedom in paying off credit card debt. You open the mailbox without facing a pile of bills, open your paycheck without worrying about all the people you owe. Avant can help you get there by consolidating your credit card debt into one unsecured personal loan. One loan, one monthly payment. Just go to avantoffer.com and check your rate. Checking your rate is risk-free with no effect on your FICO score. Complete your application in minutes, and the funds could be in your account as soon as tomorrow. Avant will give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after you make your first payment on time. For this offer and to check your rate risk-free, go to avantoffer.com and enter the promo code BORROW. That's avantoffer.com, promo code BORROW. avantoffer.com, promo code BORROW. Loans made by WebBank. Funds are generally deposited via ACH for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday. FICO is a registered trademark of Fair Isaac Corporation. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
Congress has approved a bipartisan bill that would, for the first time, regulate tens of thousands of toxic chemicals in everyday products from household cleaners to clothing and furniture.
Supporters say the bill would clear up a hodgepodge of state rules and update and improve a toxic chemicals law that has remained unchanged for 40 years. The wide-ranging bill has broad support from environmental and public health groups to the chemical industry, as well as the National Association of Manufacturers. Senate Environment and Public Works Committee Chairman Republican Senator James Inhofe of Oklahoma calls the bill historic.
Correspondent Jeremy Ouse reporting. Apple says it'll start showing paid ads when people search for apps in its popular mobile store. The ads are among several changes that Apple hopes will bring in more money for itself and independent software developers who want to promote apps for the iPhone or iPad. Users spent more than $20 billion in the App Store last year. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Philadelphia's mayor isn't too sweet on soda and other sugar-laden drinks.
Mayor Jim Kenney proposed a 3-cent an ounce tax on soda and other sugary beverages to pay for universal pre-kindergarten, community schools, and park improvements. The soda industry has fought the proposal with millions of dollars in advertising. Some critics have said the tax would hit the poor the hardest. The first-term mayor claims the poor would be among its main beneficiaries.
Correspondent Rich Thomason says Philadelphia has twice failed in the past decade to pass a soda tax. A brush fire has threatened structures in the north-central Arizona town of Yarnell, the scene of a 2013 wildfire in which 19 members of an elite firefighting crew were killed. Some residents on the town's east and west sides have been told to evacuate their homes as a precaution. Hundreds of acres have been burned. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearm Instruction. Have you ever thought about obtaining firearms training but just can't seem to find the time? Call me at 530-999-1822 for a private class where you and your party can enjoy the finest in firearm safety training on your schedule and at your location. There's never a need for firearms or ammunition. We provide everything. Call Northern Firearm Instruction today at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at readingccw.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hi, I'm Rick Hughes, host of the newest talk radio show heard here on KCNR 1460 AM on the dial. It's called The Flotline, F-L-O-T, Flotline. It'll be heard every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 AM. Come join me and learn how God has tremendous problem-solving devices that you can use to stop the outside sources of adversity before they become the inside sources of stress. That's The Flotline with Rick Hughes every Sunday morning here on KCNR at 7 a.m.
Yeah, we on the Johnny B Show, B Show. Johnny B, Johnny B, Johnny B, B Show. When you're on Johnny B Show, one of the greatest shows in the history of mankind.
What's the point?
It's delicious. It's fabulous. It's scintillating. It's exciting.
Wow, baby.
Muhammad Ali, you know, was a man of the people. He was a fighter for the people. I love Muhammad Ali. He was a friend for life, and he had he will never die. His spirit will go on forever, and he represents what every athlete and sports person in life would try to do, an attitude of going out there and getting it done without any equivocation. Success, what he was after, the goal he was after, he was just fabulous. So he was a He's just a great, great human being and a champion of the people, the greatest of all time.
You want to clean up boxing? Get rid of Don King. Every sure. fighter Don King's ever had, he robbed from somebody. And then he robs the fighter. Don King, you know, King is a manipulator. He's got very smart lawyers. Everything is for Don King.
Kevin
Don
Rudy.
King is a hustler. And he got into the boxing business and he turned it upside down. And he's used his skin color to get that way. You know, oh, black this, black that. You know, crying, you know, prejudice this, prejudice that. So what happens? Corporate America, they're afraid of that. They don't want to have a bad image, so they, you know, they deal with the guy. But then he turns around and he screws the fighter. And the fighter's the reason people come out. Nobody pays to see Don King. The people pay to see the fighter. And Don King rapes the fighters. And that's what's wrong. That's why they got this bill, you know, clean up boxes. Get rid of Don King.
Yeah, I don't think Kevin Rooney will be at Don King's funeral. Don King, I doubt if he'll be at Muhammad Ali's funeral. I wonder if he'll say a few words. Don King doesn't know how to say a few words.
Nope.
We'll be up in there. Will you be there, Buzz, in Louisville, Kentucky, right down the road?
No, no.
Will Gino be there?
Gino. Gino's not even a fight fan.
That's right.
That was my conclusion.
Especially, yeah, that's right. Not a fight fan. I heard that. You checked the podcast yesterday to hear Gino and Buzz go on a... Gino on an anti-Ali rally, and Buzz on a pro-Muhammad Ali rally.
You know, it was very nice of Gino. You gave him one last chance to say something, and as we went to break, it was God bless Ali.
God bless Ali. That's all you can say at the end of the day. A man is dead. He was a father, a lover, and a fighter. I'm a lover, not a fighter. He was a lover and a fighter. Okay, wait a minute here. Gino, do you have your headphones on? Gino?
Yes.
here is a song sent in by the pal of the show, Eduardo.
Boy.
Oh, boy. Dare I even hit this button? It just says, Gino, Bigfoot Italian. Should I hit the button?
Yes, yes.
Here it is. MP3s to brandmeyershow@gmail.com. A listener named Eduardo. Gino, Bigfoot Italian, I would imagine this has something to do with it. Because here it goes.
Now, all you fight fans, you've got to agree that Gino don't know jack about Muhammad Ali. Buzz Killman, on the other hand, he's a fight game fan. And when it comes to boxing, Biff is the man. Gino, Giovannetti. He argues with Buzz, cause Buzz loves Ali. Gino, he thinks he's the man, but Buzz knocked him out. Gino, Bigfoot Italian.
That's great! That's fantastic! Nice work for Eduardo. Nice work! That is good. Now all you, oh man. Now all you fight, this is two black Superman, right? Now all you fight fans, you got to agree that Gino don't know jack about Muhammad Ali. Oh, that is good. Come on, Gino, you got to give it to him.
Oh, it was an awesome song, as usual, but I think most of the listeners were on my side, as we determined yesterday.
That Muhammad Ali is not a hero.
And will you admit that you're not really a fight fan?
I'm a lover, Buzz.
That's right.
There we go.
He's Gino. He's not a fight fan. He's Gino, the Bigfoot Italian. I don't understand that chorus.
I don't either. But it doesn't make it any less fun.
No, it's just enjoyable as hell.
On the other hand, he's a fight game fan.
Yeah. Everybody now.
Biff is the man.
Gino. Giovannetti.
He argues Buzz. Cause Buzz loves Ali. Gino. He thinks he's the man. But Buzz knocked him out. Gino, Bigfoot Italian.
There you go. Bigfoot Italian. Ahmed. Yeah, Muhammad Ali. Friday, burial. Memorial service in Louisville, Kentucky. Billy Crystal will be there. Bryant Gumbel. President Clinton. Obama will not be there.
Really?
I don't think so. I think he was out. Gino, did you hear that? That Obama was not going to be there?
I didn't believe he was going to be there. No.
Because anything that says Ali across it, even if it comes up in some sort of story, he'll cross it out. Because that his buddy had a plate in his head. That's the only reason.
El director de noticias yes. Que piensa que Edward R. Murrow era el cuidador de Green Acres.
Oh,
Buzz Killman.
Yes, here's the way I look at Newman. Edward R. Murrow, Buzz, and then Dan Rather, who joins us today.
Oh, really?
Yeah, talking about all kinds of junk. Anyway, Dan Rather today and Buzz right now.
Well, Hillary Clinton laid claim to the Democratic presidential nomination last night, making a full pivot to a nasty general election fight against Donald Trump as she prevailed in a vigorously contested primary in California against, of course, Bernie Sanders. Clinton, the first woman chosen as a standard bearer of a major American political party, celebrated the occasion with a forward-looking address to supporters in Brooklyn. Despite the disappointing losses, Bernie Sanders has vowed to continue his campaign and take his fight to the convention in Philadelphia.
Well, Hillary... No, wait a minute. I'm trying to switch headphones here. Hold on a second. Did you just say that Bernie, because I was switching in headphones...
He's not done. He's not through. Who needs California?
Who needs it? I'm Bernie Sanders. Don't worry about it. I'm not stopping. The struggle continues.
We are in this together. To understand that all of what we believe is what the majority of the American people believe. And to understand that the struggle continues.
Okay.
Next Tuesday, we continue the fight in the last primary in Washington, D.C.
Wow.
And tonight, I had a very gracious call from Secretary Clinton and congratulated her on her victories tonight.
Wow. Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Wow. He doesn't give up.
It's just going to go on. It is fantastic. I mean, and his point is that the system isn't fair, that the delegates that she's claiming she's got should be open to make their decision at the convention. I mean, he does have a point, but he's not going to be the president.
Hillary's got pack. My baby's got pack.
Sanders is trying to keep the money going, too. He's got a collection of... What? A collection of songs? Bernie Sanders dot... What?
Endless Campaign Records brings you the Bernie Sanders Collection.
Can't stop addicted to the shindig. Chop, chop, it says I'm gonna win big.
He may not have the delegates, but he has the hits.
Staying alive, staying alive.
Yeah. Feel the music and feel the burn. Yes, even the losers will love this album.
I give them something to believe in.
Yeah. Like the Ever Ready Rabbit, this CD just keeps going and going and going.
Right on. Dream on, dream on.
You won't be able to stop listening.
Stop. All right, it's enough. You know what Casey Kasem once said? I'm going to give this advice to Bernie Sanders and anyone out there. Casey Kasem said the greatest thing that I've ever heard.
Remember, start small, stay hard.
Start small. Okay, it was something like that.
Meanwhile, Donald Trump says he's being misconstrued. Under a deluge of criticism from fellow Republicans that peaked on Tuesday, Donald Trump said says he intends to stop talking about a Latino federal judge that he has repeatedly admonished on the basis of his ethnicity, and his words were misconstrued. He has not apologized for anything he said. His new position came only minutes after Senator Mark Kirk of Illinois became the first vulnerable Republican senator to abandon support for the real estate mogul, and several hours after House Speaker Paul Ryan said Trump's attack on the judge was a textbook definition of a racist comment.
You see the front page of the New York Daily News?
Yeah.
I'm with racist. The same paper that had Trump next to Sarah Palin saying, I'm with stupid.
Uh-huh.
And I'm with racist. There he is with Paul Ryan. And I watched the Trump speech last night, and it's an easy game to play. It could be called Guess When Trump Is Not on the Teleprompter.
Uh-huh.
And it's almost 98% of the time.
He can't stop himself.
But when he goes on the teleprompter, then you tell me that you, if I were to tell you, listen to his speech last night, just a snippet of it, you could tell immediately when Donald Trump is on the teleprompter.
Right, right.
You've given me the honor to lead the Republican Party to victory this fall. We're going to do it. We're going to do it, folks.
That's all.
We're going to do it. I understand the responsibility.
Nobody wrote in the teleprompter, we're going to do it.
No, you can tell he's drifted off, and that's when things get excited.
And then somebody in the voice in his head saying, no, get back on
back
it.
Keep
go back
boring.
On it. Yeah, here we go. Keep it just boring like all the other politicians.
The ability of carrying the mantle. And I will never, ever let you down. Too much work, too many people, blood, sweat, and tears. Never going to let you down.
He,
I will make you proud.
Was he saying blood, sweat, and tears, never going to let you down? Was that a song request?
You know, it's not one that I remember, but it's not out of the question.
I'm never going to let you down easy. I'm David Clinton Thomas from Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
Of your party and our movement.
It's so obvious.
Yeah. He did say to clarify his position on the federal judge, He does not feel that one's heritage makes them incapable of being impartial, but reiterated that he believes he has been treated unfairly by the judge in two fraud cases against his defunct Trump University. Hence the hostility.
He just got to let that go. Just move on. Just stop talking about it. Move on into other boring topics.
Yeah. And he says, that's it. I'm not talking about it anymore. I mean, Jack Tapper.
Why do you keep calling him Jack?
Jake Tapper.
That's right.
Jake Tapper asked him a question about the judge and then asked him 23 follow-up questions about the judge. And it's the first time that anyone's ever held Donald Trump's feet to the fire like that.
I was watching him going, what? Okay, he asked once. He asked twice.
The judge has been very unfair, has not done a good job. He's been a very bad judge. He's been very unfair. But I have a judge who is a hater of Donald Trump. A hater.
Comments you made about the judge in the Trump University case. You said that you thought it was a conflict of interest that he was the judge because he's of Mexican heritage, even though he's from Indiana.
One. Yeah.
Hillary Clinton said that is a racist attack on a federal judge.
Oh, I know. She's so wonderful. Yeah. Let me just tell you. First
one.
Let me tell you. I'll tell you what it has to do. I have had ruling after ruling after ruling that's been bad
Mexican. So no Mexican judge could ever be involved in a case that involves you?
But
except
I think,
that you're calling into question.
I think he should recuse himself.
Because he's
then lying. Then you also say, does he know the lawyer on the other side?
But you're invoking his race. We're talking about whether or not he can do his job.
Oh, man.
I'm building a wall.
That's
There's
awesome.
Nothing,
but he's American.
Mexican,
he's an American.
He's of Mexican heritage, and he's very proud of it, as I am where I come from.
But he's
my
an American. You keep talking about
Jake.
It's a conflict of interest.
I've lost count. We do know that Jake Tapper, the great Jake, on CNN asked him 23 different times. But that is, you want to talk about a boxer? Boom, he floats like a butterfly, stings like a bee. He doesn't get hit. Boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom. I lost count about 13.
Mexico.
Are you ready?
So you disagree with his rulings. I understand that.
I've had lawyers come up to me say, you are being treated so unfairly, it's unbelievable.
Isn't
you know the
okay, we got the message, 20. Unbelievable. Yeah, you know, you're saying that you're treated. Yeah, that's unbelievable. Hey, how about that, Hillary? What's going on? What do you think the Warriors' chances are? You think they're going to clinch? What are you talking about?
What are we talking
about?
And we don't even care.
And at the end of the day, you know, you're Jake Tapper. Here's the thing. You've got, as we've gone over this.
Okay, Jake, he has a producer in his ear. Jake, he's not answering it. He's not going to. Just ask him something.
He wears them down. Isn't that what Waleed did, Buzz? Isn't that rope-a-dope? What's rope-a-dope? Where they run around and then they lay on the rope and they wait for Gino's friend with the metal plate to show up?
Let me know when you're tired of punching, and then I will knock you out. That's what rope-a-dope is.
Well, he's just the elusive butterfly, then. He doesn't sting like a butterfly. He's elusive. Trump is elusive like a butterfly.
Yeah, but he can hit you.
when he hits you,
the case have all said wonderful things about the
keep
school.
Going.
And there's
no... We're in the middle of it. Once again, Jake Tapper asking Donald Trump about the federal judge and his Mexican comments.
You know why they're suing? Because they want to get their money back.
I don't really want to litigate the case
you have to.
Of Trump University.
Because if he was giving me fair rulings, I wouldn't say that.
Thanks a lot. It only took you 2 days.
Tim, you're on the line. What can we do for you today?
Who's this?
This is John. Your name is Tim.
Oh, hey, John. I'm Tim. How are you?
Oh, good, Tim. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing well. Hey, your call screener. I guess I misinterpreted him and thought maybe just possibly that was Hector. And I said, is this Hector? Boy, did he sound offended. Wow. Sorry.
Hey, Hector, hear that? Joe's offended when he calls you Hector. I would be honored to be called Hector.
So anyway, sir.
Okay, Tim. Great talking to you.
Buzz can hear me, correct?
Yes.
I am the guy that left you the original smoke on the buzz.
Prove it.
Dude, I've got a cold, but I can try. Buzz, 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 buzz. That's me, man.
Right on, Tim. Keep up the good work.
Hey, man. Love your show, John.
Love you.
Father's Day is coming up. And wouldn't it be great to give Dad a gift to appreciate all year long? Spring, summer, fall, and of course, winter. I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Dad's car, truck, or SUV can take a beating from the season's dirt, sand, mud, and just about anything tracked back to his vehicle, which can ruin the floor. And the best way to protect it is with WeatherTech floor liners. We design, engineer, and manufacture right here in America, using American raw materials, tooling and equipment, and of course, American workers. This Father's Day, order WeatherTech floor liners and give Dad a gift he can use all year round, so he'll never have to worry about spills or messes damaging his vehicle again. And when messes do happen, they easily rinse right off. To learn more about our full line of automotive accessories, go to WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS. For the ultimate vehicle protection, choose WeatherTech, proudly made in America. And from all of us at WeatherTech, happy Father's Day.
At GEICO, we've been innovating car insurance for over 75 years with forward-thinking ideas like online quotes and the GEICO mobile app. And to prove it, we'll play one of our first radio commercials from 75 years ago.
By Jiminy, GEICO could save you money on your car insurance, which is what we'll be doing over 75 years from now. Who knows, maybe with some sort of application that's accessible on a futuristic handheld device. We'll call them online quotes.
See? Forward thinking.
GEICO, saving people money for over 75 years.
Shaquille O'Neal here. If you battle back or hip pain or knee or shoulder pain, you don't have to tough it out. You can just turn it off with Smart Relief from Icy Hot. You just push a button and whoosh. Smart Relief sends waves of relaxing pulses that safely block pain at the nerve level. It's simple, easy to use, and it's been clinically tested to start providing immediate relief for hours, even after you turn it off. So if you're battling pain, let Icy Hot help you win that battle. Turn on Smart Relief and turn off pain.
Use only as directed.
Franklin is part beagle and part yellow lab. He was rescued in 2010 from the streets of Los Angeles. Somebody threw him out of a car and shattered his leg. He was malnourished and emaciated. He was also shedding excessively. The vet bills, the prescriptions became increasingly expensive, and he wasn't eating. That led me to look for other food sources for Franklin, including a raw dog food diet. I found the entire recipe, which incorporated raw meat, eggs, rice, Dynovite, and Lico Chops, his omega-3 supplement, on dinovite.com.
dinovite.com.
859-428-1000.
Now he's thriving. He's shedding much less. He never misses mealtime, and his coat is soft and shiny. Like that you guys are focusing on rescue dogs, I think every rescue deserves at least 90 days of Dinovite. 859-428-1000. Start that little pet off right. Just go to dinovite.com.
dinovite.com.
Do you have $10,000 or more in federal student loans? You may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven with one free call. That's right. If you're a teacher, nurse, police officer, firefighter, or work for a nonprofit, then you may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven. The Student Loan Council wants to give you free information on all the student loan programs that can help. The sooner you call, the faster they can help. Get the maximum loan forgiveness, loan reduction, or loan consolidation available. Plus, find out in the first free call what you qualify for. Loan forgiveness specialists are standing by to answer all of your questions for free. So stop worrying about federal student loan payments. This information can change your life. Call 800-506-5810. That's 800-506-5810. Not available in North Dakota. Wipe out your federal student loan debt. Find out how. Call 800-506-5810. That's 800-506-5810.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit. Until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-467-7530. That's 1-800-467-7530.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-467-7530. That's 1-800-467-7530.
Call today.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
You're listening to Brandmeier.
Jake Tapper. I always wanted to ask you about that. Is it like, as a White House correspondent, is it Veep-like?
Great show.
It is a great show.
Yeah.
Is it like that? Here's what I'm thinking about, Jake. So there you are, Jake Tapper, the White House correspondent. You're in there. You ask Jake Tapper, asking Obama about Obamacare.
Yeah.
You got him cranky,
We get cranky. There's an expression on his face that I know well, which is the Tapper.
Here comes Tapper.
Expression.
Right. This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
All right. President Obama, by the way, will make his first appearance on Jimmy Fallon's Tonight Show on Thursday. That seems hard to believe. He hasn't been on the show before. President Obama on Jimmy Fallon on Thursday night.
I entered into a boneheaded move.
And Bernie Sanders is going to meet with Obama Thursday before that appearance. Apparently, they're going to talk at the White House because he's in trouble.
It's the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
Our sponsors support us. We hope you'll support them. Tell them you heard it on KCNR 1460.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
There are few things you can count on. In the North State, it's gonna get hot. Well, count on this. Solar shades from Budget Blinds. Solar shades keep sunlight out. The use of solar shades help in reducing indoor temperature during our hot summer days by minimizing the amount of heat allowed indoors during the day, reducing the need for air conditioning. At Budget Blinds, creating your perfect atmosphere at home or at the office is our goal. Budget Blinds comes to you with the latest trends in textures, patterns, colors, and now solar shades. What else? Now listen to this. Ready? What about the exterior? Budget Blinds will help you beat the heat this year with exterior solar screens. That's not all. Install exterior solar screens and receive a rebate of up to $500 from Redding Electric Utility. Did you hear that? Count on being cooler this summer with exterior solar screens and solar shades, and a rebate up to $500 to boot. Wow.
Give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar. May be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show on Westwood One.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
This is the greatest show on earth.
Kong, Kong, Kong. It's Paul Abdul. Hold on 1 second. Let me grab this cough. Oh, yeah, yeah, down in the blue land. Paula Abdul was vomited on. Hold on. Testing. Mic check. Paula Abdul was vomited on the show So You Think You Can Dance. Bud, you love it? So You Think You Can Dance?
Is that the dance? Is that the dancing show?
Dance show where they get out there and dance. Right. Thus the title, So You Think You Can Dance. And then they dance, and then like a tap dancing, and then somebody goes, "You can't dance."
Right. Not Dancing with the Stars. That's
No. That's a different dance. That's real time dancing.
That's the respectable show.
Yeah, this one's like they come out and they go, "Okay, go ahead, lady. Start. What are you gonna do?" Yeah, I'm going to tap dance. Go on.
Better go. Yeah, right.
And they tap dance.
And then they throw up on Paula.
Worst tap dancing sound effects I've ever heard. Hold on. Let me see if I can find a better sound effect for dance.
That's good.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. The other one stinks. Oh. That's the one.
Yeah.
Then they come back to Paula Abdul and they go, "Paula, so what do you think?" "Oh, I don't think she can dance." "Okay. Then that little girl, in this case last night, she puked on her." The man's voice you're going to hear is going to be Nigel. He's one of the judges. And then you hear at the end, she's talking to this Cat Deely, whoever they, who cares who these people are. Then Paula Abdul, you can hear her in the background going, "Oh, you're going to be okay." Paula Abdul, she dances, this little girl, 12-year-old named Chai Tahani, was auditioning for You Think You Could Dance, and she starts dancing, and then she pukes. Okay, here we go.
I am so proud of you. Are you okay, honey? Okay. You okay?
I heard it.
It's okay, honey. It's okay.
It's okay.
It's not okay. You're
I've
finished in the business.
I've never had anyone just vomit on me like that.
What happened?
Note to self, Hector, remind me, Buzz will never be a judge on any show. He makes Simon Cowell look like Gandhi.
Oh, you're finished.
Why, Mr. Kilman? Because you just puked on my shoes. That's why. Get out of here now, young lady. Well, listen, how's this end here?
Well, I hugged Nigel.
Yep.
And then I hugged Paula, and she just squeezed me too tight, and all the happiness came on her jacket.
She squeezed too tight. It was her fault.
Well, that, honestly, that's a really good answer for a 12-year-old girl.
Sure. Well, she's a tap dancer.
She didn't. Yeah, that's right. They know how to tap dance with the mouth and with the feet. Okay, now. So, but then she pukes. But I would just say, you know, I wasn't feeling well to get the, you know, garner the sympathy of the judges.
She's fierce and truthful.
12-year-old. She's going to be, I will guarantee you, that 12-year-old's going to end up as a Miss USA pageant contestant one of these days.
I hope not.
I'm telling you, man. That is weird. So where does she puke on her? I see. She's there. If you look at Entertainment Tonight, you can see her puking. See her puking?
Yeah.
We're watching the video screen, ladies and gentlemen.
You know, it was a safe song, but humility and a little bit of humble pie is what's needed from you right now. And I think there was a sensitive side to you that redeemed you a little bit in my mind. And
shouldn't Paul have been the one throwing up?
That's got to be an old clip.
No, I'm watching it right now. What are you talking about? I'm watching it right now.
In my heart, I hope that America sees that as well. I love my...
Yeah.
How does she get on TV like that?
I have no idea, Buzz. There's Paul Abdul trying to talk to the little girl after she vomited.
Good job. This is the greatest show on earth.
All right.
It is. It taps into the human spirit.
Speaking of spirits.
Yeah. While we're on the subject of spirits, anybody had any Jim Beam or one of his friends?
And in the clip, you can hear the liquid hitting the floor.
Okay. Let's listen to it. Hold on a second.
I am so proud of you. Are you okay, honey? Okay. You okay?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Are you all right?
It's okay.
Are you all right? Oh, boy, you're all right.
And when you see greatness, this was a great performance.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. The little girl, though, she sucked it right up, not the puke. Sucked up the embarrassment and just had a great thing to say.
It's okay, honey. It's okay. I've never had anyone just vomit on me like that.
What happened up there?
Well, I hugged Nigel.
Yep.
And then I hugged Paula, and she just squeezed me too tight, and all the happiness came on her face.
Yeah.
Well, all the happiness came out.
And hey, and then the little girl, you could hear her kind of in the background. She was asking Paula, "Do you got any more 151 rum?" Paula says, like,
because you gave your all. It showed you own the stage, your personality.
Yeah, right.
Everything about you just was fantastic.
That was fantastic. For that part where you puked on my Pradas.
How did she get away with that?
Puked on my Pradas, by the way, is a book I'm writing now about the fashion world, and I should have that out by fall.
Yeah,
Hello. Thank you, Buzz. Hello, Ralph. You're on the line. You've dialed 844-4-JB-SHOW.
Yeah, I think she's been licking those fentanyl lollipops because she doesn't sound straight. But, you know, she's got a writer in her contract that doesn't allow staff to make eye contact with her or they get in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
So how can a little girl puke on Paula without her getting completely out of sorts? Because I have been, when I was a kid in high school working at a theater, I had a guy come up with his two daughters asking for a refund because one of them got sick. And while he was explaining it to me, the other one got sick.
Yeah.
All over me, all down my leg, into my shoes. And I thought, oh, my gosh, this is the most disgusting thing ever. So I cannot imagine how Paula kept it together, except maybe with the fentanyl lollipop.
A fentanyl lollipop. No, wait a minute. You brought up a point here, Ralph, that I think is getting puked on is way worse than puking yourself. Even it's just getting puked. I remember the kid, I have such a gag reflex that I swear I may do it right now if I think about this. You remember the kid in grade school that would barf in class, and then they would come in with this, I don't know what it was. It was some sort of crazy powder or a concoction.
Kitty litter.
Yeah, it was like kitty litter in a can.
Kitty litter.
And then they would throw it all over the floor. And then Mr. Jelinski would come in there with a mop, and can you imagine these janitors going, oh, man.
Right. They bring it in a can because they don't want you to know they're walking around with a 40-pound bag of kitty litter. That's why they bring it in a can.
You think that's what it is, really?
I know that's what it is because I used to use it when I had to clean up little girls' barf puddles at the theater.
Oh, man. That was the worst. I think it was worse than the actual puke itself. And thank you, Ralph. Good point. Anyway, Paula Abdul was puked on So You Think You Can Dance.
I can't believe, I mean, I'll watch it next week just to see if she's that messed up.
I think you're going to be going all the way. I felt that it was very brave of you to take on that and be very ethereal with it, with the falsetto. And
All right. Thank you, Paula. What? Yeah, I don't know what to say, honey. I don't know who's more messed up, you or Bobby Brown.
She's lucky she's not getting arrested. See the cops come out, put her in cuffs, take her away. There's a lesson to be learned.
But no lollipops. Good one, Ralph, whoever you are. He dialed 844, the number 4, JB Show. You missed a great interview if you missed Bobby Brown, the former on ABC's 2020. In an interview on ABC's 2020, Bobby Brown says he and Whitney Houston failed their daughter, Bobby Christina Brown. But he also notes that Nick Gordon was with both Whitney and Bobby Christina when they died. Okay, remember now, Bobby Christina, Whitney's daughter, and Bobby Brown's daughter, died in a bathtub. Whitney Houston died in a bathtub. Oh, I see, Gino, very funny. Gino writes behind, underneath the story, Robert should have asked Bobby, ever consider replacing tubs with showers? Okay. All right, this is Bobby Brown on Nick Gordon. Throwing some aspersions that maybe, you know, he had something to do with killing Whitney and Bobby Brown. What?
The same thing that happened to my daughter is what happened to Whitney. There's only one person that was around both occasions.
You won't say his name. Nick Gordon is who you're referring to.
I won't say his name.
Nick Gordon, the things that are being said by him recently, how do you approach that?
He knows what happened. I don't know what happened that night, but he does.
Weird.
Is that the same interview where Bobby Brown claimed to have had sex with a ghost?
Same one. Last night, here's that. Bobby Brown had sex with a ghost. Now, okay, sometimes with this job, you have to say things, and people think you're just saying things, but if you just know that the world around us has gone completely berserk, you realize that everything is nuts. So Bobby Brown's on because he's pushing this book he wrote called Every Little Step. The book's not out yet, his memoir, Bobby Brown's memoir. So he does this interview with Robin Roberts on ABC's 2020. ABC's 2020 last night, right? And they were married for 15 years.
Those were some fun years.
Too. Good years, because they had a great reality show out of it. Anyway, he said, for some reason, he opened up during the interview about Bobby Christina's drug abuse, his own struggle with drug abuse, and then he said Robin Roberts, hey, I had sex with a ghost. What?
I can't even believe I'm going to ask you this, but I have to. You had sex with a ghost?
A ghost, yeah.
Come on, man. Tell me about it.
I moved into this house. I bought this mansion in Georgia. So this was a really, really spooky place. But yes, one time I woke up and, yeah, a ghost. I was being by a ghost. I wasn't high.
That was my next question.
I wasn't high.
That was my next question.
Wasn't
were you tripping?
High at
were you tripping?
All. No, I was not tripping.
He was not tripping. He had sex with a ghost. Wouldn't you have asked, was it Whitney Houston?
I would have asked.
Maybe it was Whitney Houston. All right. Remind me when Bobby Brown's book comes out. I got to get that. Bobby Brown, if you didn't check it, it's on ABC's 2020, talking about having sex with a ghost and how the guy that was dating his daughter probably murdered Whitney Houston. And I didn't say anything like that. And
he did, though.
He did, kind of. My prerogative. When he was in New Edition, man. Oh, I like the song. All right, and in a showbiz story that now gets weirder and weirder, Richard Simmons has left the hospital. Richard Simmons has left the hospital. Days after the 911 call, now he was supposed to be in and out. The housekeeper took him there, the one who's holding him hostage. And he was supposed to be in and out. So TMZ yesterday, we left the show saying, hey, wait a minute. He's still there. Sporting a beard, he was coming out of the hospital. Now the housekeeper called 911 saying, hey, Richard Simmons is ill. He's, as he said, dehydrated. Remember that? Dehydrated, which is the excuse for all showbiz problems.
Oh, I'm dehydrated. You know what, Buzz? I'll bet you Paula Abdul was dehydrated.
Boy.
When she was talking.
This is now she will be.
Right.
That's what happens when you drink. You get dehydrated.
Right, exactly. Richard Simmons, the latest Hollywood star to undergo a sex change now.
There you go. Living as a soft-spoken woman named Fiona.
Hello? See what I mean? You can't make this stuff up. Because he was leaving. TMZ's got him leaving with a beard. Now they've got him. He's dressed in a... ready for breast implant surgery, hormone therapy. He had some invasive changes to create his transformation, and now he is a woman. Sex change bombshell. He's a woman, and there's the woman, Fiona. How come we know she's soft-spoken?
The National Enquirer tells us that would be according to their source, a friend. It's not just Richard Simmons in drag. This is Richard dressed as a softly spoken woman named Fiona.
All right, listen to me. Richard Simmons, listen to me.
And pictures with her incredible curves in the National Enquirer.
Yeah, I see them. And
they say are not Photoshopped. They say that. These are not Photoshopped.
I don't believe it. For 1 minute, Richard Simmons out of the hospital, now into a dress. And I would say that the fact is that that housekeeper's got something to do with it. I'm telling you right now. That housekeeper is doing something with Richard Simmons. I don't know what it is, chaining him up. I saw him on an Entertainment Tonight interview, I don't know, like 4 or 5 months before this happened. Listen to this.
How are you?
Lazy.
Nothing that some chocolate cake is not going to cure, honey. Eat. It's your favorite. Eat. Eat.
I'm not.
Eat. Don't you love me? If you love me, you'd eat it. I made it for you.
This is very upsetting.
I'm going to control what you put in your mouth.
I feel so uncomfortable. And yes, I did take laxatives. I want you to see my thighs begin to quiver.
That's his housekeeper. And Richard Simmons talking it up. Call Angelo. I'm going to leave another message. He did not respond. I called my father-in-law, Angelo, and my mother-in-law, Millie, and I left them a message from Richard Simmons. And he never said a word about it. Never said, hey, you know who called me? Richard Simmons. Wait, don't quiet. Calling my father-in-law, Angelo, and Millie again, when I can't even begin to get into what's going on there, because it is all bad.
But he knows who Richard Simmons is.
Oh, I guess. I mean...
Everybody.
I would assume, right? I know that Millie certainly does. My mother-in-law's really good.
Yeah.
Hi, Angelo. Hi, Millie. It's Richard Simmons calling. I hope that today you'll get up and have a nice, healthy breakfast, go out there and walk, and squeeze your buns. Well, God bless you. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
Who's this? Who's this?
Hi, Angelo. Hi, Millie.
Who is
it's
this?
Richard Simmons calling.
Who?
Hi, Angelo. Hi, Millie. It's Richard Simmons calling. I hope that today you'll get up and have a nice, healthy breakfast.
It's my party at Uncle... Wow. You know, I could play the Mr. Ed game with Angelo. I could play the Richard Simmons game with him. Let's see if he swears this time. Go one more. Go. Hurry up. Dial him again. I got to take the beep out of there, though. Oh, man.
Who is it?
Now, he's going to swear now, so I'm going to get ready. I got the dump button. Don't panic. My father-in-law, Angelo.
Hi, Angelo. Hi, Millie. It's Richard Simmons calling.
Who is this? Who is it?
Hello. Hi, Millie. It's Richard Simmons calling.
Kim or Kim?
Hello. Hi, Millie. It's Richard Simmons calling. I hope that today you...
Hello?
I can't hear you. Who is it?
Hi, Angelo. Hi, Millie. It's Richard Simmons calling.
I can't hear you. Can you call me? Can I call you back? Or can you call me where I can hear you? Hello? I think she said it's Kim.
Kim calling again and again.
Father's Day is coming up.
And wouldn't it be great to give Dad a gift to appreciate all year long? Spring, summer, fall, and of course, winter. I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Dad's car, truck, or SUV can take a beating from the season's dirt, sand, mud, and just about anything tracked back to his vehicle, which can ruin the floor. And the best way to protect it is with WeatherTech floor liners. We design, engineer, and manufacture right here in America, using American raw materials, tooling, and equipment, and of course, American workers. This Father's Day, order WeatherTech floor liners and give Dad a gift he can use all year round, so he'll never have to worry about spills or messes damaging his vehicle again. And when messes do happen, they easily rinse right off. To learn more about our full line of automotive accessories, go to WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS. For the ultimate vehicle protection, choose WeatherTech, proudly made in America. And from all of us at WeatherTech, happy Father's Day.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe more than $10,000 in back taxes? Has the IRS garnished your wages or bank accounts? Direct Tax Relief is here to help. Our tax attorneys and ex-IRS agents will take over all communication with the IRS and permanently resolve your tax problems. Whether you're going through an IRS audit or have a tax lien filed, our experts can help. Through the government's Fresh Start program, we have successfully settled many cases for less and saved our clients millions of dollars in back taxes. Stop losing sleep at night and worrying about the IRS visiting your home or business. Direct Tax Relief has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. We also offer a price protection guarantee so you don't overpay. Don't procrastinate any longer. The consultation is free. The call is free. 800-643-4661. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
I could either ignore it or face it. My child had trouble grasping math concepts. You don't want your kids to fail at math. You want them to have confidence and the skills to take them where their dreams are. Math Made Easy wants to make you an offer. They'll improve your student's grade by at least one full grade or your money back. Teachers can't slow the pace for each student. Math Made Easy can. For more than 20 years, Math Made Easy has been helping hundreds of thousands of students grasp challenging math concepts using a step-by-step approach. The affordable Math Made Easy programs help students visualize math concepts with engaging and dynamic lessons. Students learn at their own pace. Call 1-866-598-MATH or visit mathmadeeasy.com. Most students forget at least 50% of the year's schoolwork over the summer, and with Math Made Easy, your child will be prepared to excel this coming fall. Math Made Easy is now running its annual summer sale. Call now, 1-866-598-MATH, 1-866-598-6284.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep. And you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-312-9970. Our New Start program could stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-312-9970. That's 1-800-312-9970. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-312-9970.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
Mr. Trump, if you are elected president, will you release Richard Simmons from his hostage situation?
We have to get him out. We have to get him out.
Donald Trump.
No question.
No question. He'll get him out. Also, we'll be talking to someone that Donald Trump loves. And
Look at my African-American over here. Look at him. Are you the greatest?
We'll be talking to Donald Trump's African-American. And Dan Rather coming up. The great Dan Rather. What? Oh, man, how many great moments has he had in journalism?
When did you first realize that you were a womanizer, an abuser, an alcoholic?
Oh, I don't know. I think I've talked a lot about that in the book.
Why did you lie to me?
I was not thinking straight. I'm sorry. Deal with it however you please.
Tell me again how I reload this thing.
Shoot me off camera.
I think you did. Actually, Dan Rather pulled the shotgun and wounded Clinton in that interview. Coming up.
It's Jonathan Brandmeier.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear you. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing signs!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Days this hour from townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss. Three of Donald Trump's female supporters are starting a new super political action committee to help the presumptive Republican presidential nominee. The group calls itself Women Vote Trump, and it aims to raise at least $30 million. The group will unveil its plans at a news conference Thursday in Washington. Secret Service Coordinator Ronald Rose says crews in Cleveland will be prepared for any security situation that may come up at the Republican convention.
We have run scenarios, everything from an active shooter situation in a populist area to structure fires to really testing ourselves and figuring out how, if something like this does happen, how does the city maintain operations?
Rose says a lot of effort has gone into making the convention side of the city of Cleveland secure.
This has been a multi-year process for them. It's been a year-long process for me, and we are continuing to train, and I feel confident going into this that we are prepared for this.
The Prime Minister of India.